我们再来看一段我们昨天看过的圣经。
We'll look at another passage that we have already looked at yesterday.
启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
我们从第七节读起。
Let's start from verse 7.
我读给弟兄们听。
I'll read it to you.
你要写信给腓拉铁非教会的使者说，那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙。开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的说。
Verse 7. And to the angel of the church of Philadelphia write, These things says, He who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens.
我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看哪，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。
I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name.
那撒旦议会的自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎话的。我要使他们来在你脚前下拜，也使他们知道我是已经爱你了。
Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan, who said they are Jews and are not, but lied. Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet, and to know that I have loved you.
你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下受试炼的时候，保守你免去你的试炼。
Because you have kept my commandment to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth.
我必快来，你要持守你所有的，必免得人夺去你的冠冕。
Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one will take your crown.
得胜的，我要将叫他在我神殿中做柱子，他也不再从那里出去。我要将我神的名和我神城的名，这城就是从天上，从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷，并我的新名都写在他上面。
He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write on him my new name.
圣灵像众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
我们再有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们把这点时间再交在你的手里。
Now, dear Lord, we give this little time into your hand.
是你的恩典召聚我们在你的脚前。
It is your grace that has called us before your feet.
我们愿意把今天早晨这个聚会特别交在你的手里。
Lord, we want to give this special meeting before you.
但愿你设立你的宝座在我们的中间。
May you establish your throne among us.
为着你对我们所说过的话，我们向你献上感谢。
We give you thanks for the word that you have already given to us.
当人在外面说话的时候，但愿圣灵在我们里面做翻译的工作。
When people speak on the outside, may the Holy Spirit work within us.
但愿圣灵在我们每一个人里面说话，也感动我们。
May the Holy Spirit speak within each one of us and also move us.
但愿这一个周末的话，主啊，有永远的价值。
May the word that is spoken in this weekend has eternal value.
我们感谢，我们恭敬的等候在你的面前。
We give you thanks and we honor you before you.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In our lovely name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 那弟兄姊妹都知道，我们从昨天晚上开始，我们一共有三次的时间，一同来看腓拉铁非的教会。
And brother and sister, you know that altogether we have about three times to look at the Church of Philadelphia.
我们说过，腓拉铁非乃是亚细亚七个教会里面的一个。
We have already mentioned that Philadelphia is the seven churches of Asia Minor, one of them.
当约翰在巴摩海岛。
When John was on the island of Patmos.
到了主日的时候。
On Sunday.
他自然就怀念他曾经服侍过的这七个教会。
Very naturally, he would have thought of the seven churches that he has served.
所以圣灵就用他写了七封的信。
So the Holy Spirit used him to write seven letters.
那么最早的是第一封信是以弗所，然后士麦拿等等这样下，一共是七封。
And there were seven letters to the seven churches, and first is to Ephesus, and then Smyrna.
腓拉铁非是倒数过来第二个。
Philadelphia is the second to the last one.
你能想象到， 约翰在巴摩海岛，
You can imagine when John is on the islands of Patmos.
那个时候他是被充军 exile 到那个岛上去。
At that time, he was being exiled to that island.
那么如果天气好的话，
And if the weather is good,
那今天还是如此。如果天气好的话，你在巴摩海岛上，你几乎可以看到以弗所。
And even it's the same today that on a good weather, you can almost see from Patmos.
现在，约翰被就被充军到巴摩海岛。
Now John is being exiled there.
可是到了主日的时候，他就怀念那个时候那些弟兄姊妹。
And on Sunday, he remembered his brothers and sisters.
因为向来他能够在主日和神的儿女们一同擘饼纪念主。
Because usually he would have the opportunity to gather with the children of God.
所以你能够想象到在主日的时候他受圣灵的感动。
So you can imagine that on Sunday he was moved by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵借着约翰有一些话要说。
And the Holy Spirit by John want to say something.
所以第二章第三章就有了七封的书信。
So therefore in chapter 2 and 3 we see 7 letters.
那么这七封书信从以弗所开始从老底家结束。
And we started with Ephesus, and it ended with Laodicea.
因为最近的是以弗所。
Because the closest is Ephesus.
当他在那里想念这些圣徒，他从最近的，从以弗所开始。
And when he was remembering the saints, and he remembered the closest one, which is Ephesus.
然后是士麦那。
And then it's Smyrna.
然后是别加摩。
And then it's Pergamos.
然后推亚推拉。
And Thyatira.
然后撒迪。
And Sardis.
然后腓立帖菲。
And Philadelphia.
老底家是最远最远的。
And Laodicea is the farthest away.
所以这个次序是由近而远。
And this order is from the closest to the farthest.
那么我们知道这七个教会实在说来是同一个时候开始的。
And we also mentioned that yesterday, the seven churches started roughly about exactly the same
现在是约翰写七封书信。
Now it's John who wrote these seven letters.
但是你记得，当教会正常的时候，好几十年前，是保罗对七个教会写了许多书，写了一些书信。
But in the normal times, in the earlier times, it was Paul who wrote many epistles to these churches.
那是保罗，不是。当初保罗，你记不记得他写13封书信的时候
？Do you remember when Paul first wrote these? When he wrote the 13 epistles?
有七封是教会的书信。
And there were 7 letters for the churches.
你看，其他的是个人的书信。
And the other ones are the individual.
有的写给腓利门的。
Some for Philemon.
提多的。
And Titus.
提摩太的。
And Timothy.
那么他的对象总共是七个教会。
But the object of his writing is for 7 churches.
所以你知道这里面有罗马。
You see that there is Rome.
有腓立比。
And Philippi.
有哥罗西。
And Corinth.
有以弗所。
And Ephesus.
有帖撒罗尼迦。
And has
Thessalonica. 然后呢，就是加拉太的众教会。
And then also the churches in Galatia.
Yeah. 那么在加拉太的众教会。那么保罗，因为这是他最早最早他的工作地方，所以是一封的书信。
And because in Galatia it is the earliest work for Paul, so he only used one letter.
那这个可以说大概是30年前、40年前的事。
And this is about 30 or 40 years before John.
那个时候教会的光景都是很好的，我们说过了。
And at that time, the condition of the churches was very good.
有的在婴孩时期，像帖撒罗尼迦前，像帖撒罗尼迦的教会。
And some were in the infant stages, which is like the churches in Thessalonica.
有的在少年期，好像罗马，好像加拉太，还有哥林多。
And some were in the young adulthood, it's like
adolescents,
and they were like the church in Corinth.
然后到了 adulthood 的时候，你就看到了成长长，到了成熟的时候，那么自然的，你看有以弗所，有哥罗西，有腓立比。
And when you've gone into the mature stage, and you will have the Ephesus, you will have Colossians, and you will have.
所以那个时候教会的光景可以说是最好的时候。
At that time, that was the best time for the churches.
但是你看见那些，如果讲到教会的道路，你看见圣灵不是用那个时候的情形。
But if you want to talk about the way for the church, the Holy Spirit did not use that condition at that time.
因为教会需要经过时间的考验。
Because the church needs to go through testing through time.
你需要用一半个世纪的时间才能显出来一个教会是不是真的忠心跟随主的。
And you need to use roughly about half a century to test the church to see whether this church is following the Lord faithfully.
那根据头七封的教会书信，你看以弗所肯定是得胜者的。
And if you read according to the earlier epistles, and you know that Ephesian church would be the overcomers.
因为什么呢？Overcoming church. 为
原因 overcoming church.
原因在什么地方呢？因为我们知道圣经中最高的启示最高的一本书是给以弗所的。
And the reason is because the highest revelation in the book of the Bible is given to the Ephesians.
但是经过了五十个年头以后
，But after 50 years，
你看见情形就不同了。
You see the condition change.
你看见这些以弗所的教会，他已经从那个起初的爱里面已经坠落。
And you see that the church in Ephesus has fallen from the first love.
所以主要他们悔改。
Therefore, the Lord wants them to repent.
那这个时候保罗已经到荣耀里面去了。
At this time, Paul has already gone into glory.
但是不要忘记，不止以弗所是保罗结的果子。
But please do not forget, not only Ephesus is the fruit that
bear by
Paul. 小亚细亚
七个教会通通是保罗的果子。
And in Asia Minor, all these seven churches were the fruit by Paul.
你看见在以弗所，他没有一样神的旨意必会不告诉他们的。
And he has given the whole counsel of God's will to the church in Ephesus.
你记得保罗怎样对以弗所的教会的长老在那里说告别的话
？Do you remember he was saying goodbye to the elders in the church of Ephesus?
所以我们知道说，这个应该是以弗所保罗他所结的最好最好的果子。
And you can see that Ephesus is the best fruit that Paul has bear.
而且也是最大的果子。
And it is the greatest fruit.
但是等到他写提摩太前书的时候
，But when he wrote First Timothy,
你看见以弗所的教会到了冬天了。
And you see that church in Ephesus has gone into winter.
有的长老已经凋零到主那里去了。
And some of the elders has aged and they went to the Lord.
And 有的因为寻道的缘故也被主接去。
And others were martyred for the Lord, and they went to the Lord.
但是教会要往前去。
But the church needs to move on.
所以为着下一代。
So therefore, for the next generation.
那第一代，我们知道以弗所教会怎么选长老，他们知道怎么兴起长老，他们懂得。
And for the first generation, they knew how the Lord raised up the elders.
那现在来到第二代。
But now we come to the second generation.
现在来到第三代了。
And third generation.
所以保罗给以提摩太看见说，现在见证的火把要从第一棒要接到第二棒，要接到第三棒。如果主迟延的话。
And if the Lord delayed, and Paul wants Timothy to see that how the torch will be passed on from first, second, and third generation.
所以你能想象到，到了大概保罗要寻道，大概是主后67、68年左右。
So at the time when Paul is about to be martyred, which is roughly about 67 or 68 AD,
你看你教会慢慢从第一代就转到第二代去了。
And you see the church slowly turn from the first generation to the next.
那个时候保罗还活着。
At that time, Paul was still living.
但是我们知道后来保罗到了荣耀里面去。
But later on, Paul went to the glory.
你能想象是提摩太继续接那个棒，带着教会往前去。
And you can imagine that it is Timothy who has received the torch and bring the church forward.
到了主后七十年的时候
，But when it's 70 A.D.
你记不记得那一次啊？罗马军兵围困耶路撒冷。
And do you remember that time when the Roman soldiers had surrounded Jerusalem?
在那个时候，约翰跟玛利亚都在那座城里面。
And at that time, John and Mary was in that city.
他们完全被围困在那个城里面。
They were surrounded in the city.
但是后来，因为有犹太人，他们要到耶路撒冷去过节。
But later on, when there were Jews want to go to hold a feast at Jerusalem.
所以当他们罗马将军看见人山人海要往耶路撒冷来，他们觉得他们从来没有看见过这样的图画。
And but the soldiers saw that there's so many people coming into Jerusalem. They said they never seen such a picture.
打仗的时候，没有人不离开战区的。
And when you have a warfare, there is no there. Everyone will flee the battleground.
War room,
The wall zone.
所以当然耶路撒冷是最危险的地方。
Of course, Jerusalem is the most dangerous place.
结果犹太人他们就是不相信，他们觉得耶路撒冷是永远的城，所以他们说我们要去过节，神要保守我们。
But the Jews would not believe that. They said, because this is God's chosen city, and God will keep it forever. So they want to go to Jerusalem to keep the feast.
结果他们真的进到耶路撒冷，他们把所有军这个罗马军兵就把所有的城门通通打开。
So therefore, the Roman soldiers, they opened all the city walls and.
结果我们知道说犹太人就进去过节了。
And so therefore, the Jews went in to keep the feast.
没有想到那是他们最后的一次逾越节。
And they didn't think that was the last Passover there.
许多人死在刀下。
And many were fallen under the knife.
十万年轻人被掳到罗马去了。
And there were 100,000 young people was captured to Rome.
我们今天到罗马，看到罗马的地标 landmark 就是罗马竞技场。
And today, when you go to Rome, you will see a landmark there, which is the Colosseum.
那这个罗马竞技场是谁盖起来的呢
？So who built this Colosseum in Rome？
就是这十万的犹太的青年人盖起来的。
And it was built by these 100,000 of Jewish young people。
所以你每次到罗马去，你要想到当时的耶路撒冷是怎么沦陷的。
And every time when you go to Rome, you will remember how the tough Jerusalem has fallen。
那么当这个城门打开的时候。
When the city gate was opened,
许多基督徒就想起马太福音二十四章的话。
And many Christians remember the word in Matthew chapter 24.
主告诉他们你要赶快逃。
And the Lord says, escape.
所以就在那个时候，许多基督徒就从城里面，就从那个城门就逃出来了。
And many Christians escape at that time from the city gates.
那其中就包括了约翰跟玛利亚。
And in the midst of them were John and Mary.
他们先逃到约旦河外。
They first escaped to the other side of Jordan.
那么那个地方有一个地方叫 Pella， 他们就在那里待一段时间。
And they went to a place called Pella.
然后最后呢，他们就逃到了以弗所。
And at the end, they went to Ephesus.
那个时候已经是七十年了。
At that time, he's 70 years.
保罗，
70 or 80.
那你看见保罗已经到大概两三年前已经到主的荣耀那里去了。
And roughly 2 or 3 years before that, Paul has already gone into glory.
那为什么约翰呢
？So why John？
因为这个小亚细亚的七个教会。
And it's because of the seven churches in Asia Minor.
你看见是保罗开始。
It is started by Paul.
你看见是保罗在那里浇灌的。
You see that it is Paul who has nourished.
但是现在保罗到主荣耀里面去。
But now Paul has gone into the glory of the Lord.
你看七个小亚细亚的教会要继续往前去。
Now you see that these seven churches need to move on in Asia Minor.
你看见吗？非常稀奇的一件事。
You see very a marvelous thing.
神为着用七个小亚细亚来做我们的榜样。
For the reason God wants to use these seven churches as our example.
神要用这个七个教会来做 representative, 来做代表。
And the Lord wants to use these seven churches as representative.
给我们看见说这七个教会你看是保罗开始的。
And to let us see that these seven churches started by Paul.
但是到了约翰写启示录的时候。
But when John wrote Revelation,
你看见神用十二个门徒里最老，仍旧活在地，差不多活了一百岁的约翰，在那里服侍这七个教会。
The Lord uses one who is John, who is still living and almost 100 years old, to serve these seven churches.
你看见保罗和约翰加在一起，你看见教会不光经过了第一代、第二代，也到了第三代。
And when Paul add upon him John, you see that the church has gone through not only the first generation, second generation, even the third generation.
这里不光是保罗的执事，这里也是约翰的执事。
Here we see not only the ministry of Paul, we also see the ministry of John.
所以你能看见神的心意，你看见神煞费苦心，他的的确确，你看他要给我们看见到底教会的路是在什么地方。
You see the Holy Spirit and you see the heart of the Lord and how he wants to see the way of the church.
所以因为这个缘故你看见很明显的我们看见教会现在大概经过了五十年了。
So very obviously we see that roughly the churches has gone through almost 50 years.
以弗所当然是第一个。
Of course, the first church is Ephesus.
他离开别加摩最近，那他离开别巴摩海岛最近。
It is closest to the islands of Patmos.
而且他是小亚细亚的省会。
And also, it's the capital of Asia Minor.
当初整个工作就是从以弗所开始的。
And in the beginning, the work was started in Ephesus.
你看见保罗就在那个城里。
And you see that Paul is in that city.
所以你看他所蒙的恩典是最大的。
So therefore, he received it received the grace the most.
所以保罗一得到启示，马上这个那个地方的神儿女们就看见了。
So when Paul received a revelation, and immediately these saints would see it.
虽然这些话传到小亚细亚，但是就着蒙恩典来说，以弗所他们蒙的恩典最大的。
And although these words were passed on to other churches in Asia Minor, but according to the amount of grace received, Ephesus received the most.
但是在七个教会里面，我们现在看得很清楚。
But in these seven churches, we see very clearly.
虽然以弗所曾经非常荣耀过，也是非常成熟过。
And although Ephesus was has its glory and also has been matured.
但是经过了五十年的变化。
But after 50 years of change.
那弟兄姊妹，现在我们看明白过来。
And brother and sister, now we understand.
你看见以弗所失败了。
You see that Ephesus failed.
撒迪失败了。
Sardis has failed.
别加摩失败了。
Pergamon has failed.
你看见老底家也失败了。
Laodicea has failed.
那这就给我们看见五十年能把教会的光景把它完全写出来。
And you see that in 50 years, the true condition of the church can be manifest.
起初的得胜不算是得胜。
The original, I mean, the victory in the beginning is not counted as victory.
持久的得胜才是得胜。
The continuous victory can be counted as victory.
或者说最后的得胜。
Or you can say that the victory at the end can be counted as victory.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们常常蒙主的恩典，开始非常的好的。
And brother and sister, today when we receive the grace of the Lord, in the beginning was very good.
我们能说我们最好的头两年、头三年。
And we can say that the best we have is in the first, second, and third year.
因为圣灵的同在在那里，没有疑问的。
Because the presence of the Holy Spirit is with us.
但是问题在这里。
But the question is here.
问题你看见人的肉体就是经不起时间考验。
But the flesh of man cannot withstand the test of time.
刚开始的时候，大家都很谦卑的。
In the beginning, everybody was humble.
你因着谦卑，神当然祝福的。
And because you're humble, God will bless you.
慢慢，你看神的丰富就加多了。
And the abundance of God will add into it.
等到神的同在在那里。
But then God's presence is with us.
也许有许多神的儿女就被吸引来到这里，一同在一起聚会。
Then many brothers and sisters will be drawn to here to have meeting with us.
你看见慢慢的人就开始骄傲了。
And then slowly we become proud.
你看人的肉体是经不起时间考验的。
Because the flesh of man cannot withstand the test of time.
你开始好，并不表示你结尾好。
In the beginning you're good doesn't represent that you are good at the end.
你看许多神的仆人，的的确确头二十年神实在是用他们。
And you see that many servants of God in the first 20 years God truly used them.
就像这个旧约的这个就像旧约的这个所罗门一样的。
It's like Solomon in the Old Testament.
你看见所罗门的智慧，除了主耶稣之外，在人类历史上从来没有过的。
And you see his wisdom, besides the Lord Jesus, in the history of man, there is none before him.
你可以看得见他爬得最高的。
And you see that he has gone to highest.
他是最有智慧的人。
And he is the wisest person.
但是最后你看见他的跌得最深的。
But at the end, you see that he has fallen the most.
他堕落得最深的。
And when he fell to the deepest.
从最高的到最低的。
When he go from the highest to the deepest.
拜偶像是最愚蠢的事，最愚昧的事。
When you worship idol, it is the most foolish thing.
敬畏神乃是最智慧的事。
When you fear the Lord, it is the most wise thing.
一个人能够那么有智慧，结果居然拜了偶像了。
Such a wise person can now one day worship the idol.
那实在是个很大的悲剧。
And this is such a tragedy.
一个基督徒到了拜偶像地步，那实在是悲剧。加上悲剧。
And when a Christian would go and worship the idol, it is tragedy upon tragedy.
你会觉得惊讶，那么蒙恩典、那么属灵的人，结果居然会堕落得那么凄惨。
And you will be so surprised that such a person who has received so much grace can fall into such a state.
所以起初的得胜不是得胜。
So therefore, the beginning victory is not a victory.
在十二个门徒里面。
In the 12 disciples.
最早寻到的是约翰的兄弟雅各。
The first martyr is John's brother James.
但是弟兄姊妹，
but brothers and
sisters, 雅各为主寻道可能二十分钟就解决了。
But the martyrdom only lasts about 20 minutes.
当然你需要忠心，当然你需要向主完全的忠心。
Of course, you need to be completely faithful to the Lord.
有足够的恩典叫你经过那二十分钟。
And to give you enough grace to go through that first 20 minutes.
但是不要忘记，有一个人所经历的比雅各更艰难。
But there's another person who have experienced something harder than James.
在十二个门徒里面活得最长的是约翰。
In among the 12 disciples, the one who lived the longest is John.
他活得越长。
The longer you live.
天天背起十字架来跟随主。
Every day he carried a cross to follow the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
在十二个门徒里面，约翰的路是最艰难的路。
In the 12 disciples, John's path is the most difficult.
几乎用整个世纪来显出老约翰是怎样的一位。
Almost using the whole decade to show who John is. The whole century to show.
什么叫做得胜者？
What is an overcomer?
羔羊往哪里去，他都跟随。
No matter where the lamb is, he will follow.
谁是跟随羔羊的？
Who is the one who followed the Lamb?
当初谁听见说，看啊，神的羔羊除去世人罪孽。
Who has heard this saying, behold, the Lamb of God, take away the sins of the world?
约翰听见。
John have heard that.
他从那天开始就跟随了羔羊。
From that day on, he followed the Lamb.
他没有想到，几乎跟随羔羊，快到一个世纪。
And he did not think that he followed this lamb for a whole decade.
他跟随的羔羊几乎是七十年、六十年到七十年之间。
And almost 70 or 80, 60 or 70 years.
你看见这个可以说，摩西说人的一生是七十年，若是强壮可以活到八十年。
You see, Moses says that if the age of man is 70, if you because of reason of strength is 80.
他的兄弟雅各在二十分钟之内的恩典就能够叫他就为主寻道了。
And his brother, in the 20 minutes of grace, he was able to martyr for the Lord.
但是约翰呢，是个活的殉道者。
But John is a living martyr.
不是二十分钟。
Not 20 minutes.
也不是二十年。
Not even 20 years.
你看见那是七十年。
It is 70 years.
你看见几乎是人一生的年龄。
It is the age of a whole lifetime.
现在你看见说羔羊无论往哪里去。他都跟随。
Now you see that no matter where the lamb is, he follows.
所以如果我们问说十二个门徒里面活得最久的是谁？
And if you ask who lived the longest among the 12 disciples,
跟随主最久的是谁？
Who followed the Lord for the longest?
头二十年每个人都是得胜者。
In the first 20 years, everyone is an overcomer.
但是你七十岁了。
Now
you're 70. 你跟随主七十年了。
Or you followed the Lord has 70 years.
你仍旧在主的那条道路上。
Well, are you still on the way of the Lord?
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗？
Now, brother and sister, you understand.
就做开疆拓土来说，当然是与保罗。保罗在前面好像叛逆一样。
And to speak of the opening the work of the Lord, Paul is like a pioneer.
你看见很明显的亚细亚的七个教会是在一个叛逆的手里面被主兴起来一个很大的复兴。
And you see that the church in Asia Minor was in the hand of a pioneer. It was have a great revival before the Lord.
但是现在经过了半个世纪。
But now after half a century.
保罗已经到荣耀里面去了。
Paul has gone into glory.
现在神用约翰继续服侍他们。
Now God uses John to continue to serve.
约翰的故事就是应该他们的故事。
The story of John, it should be their story.
但是弟兄，经过五十年头，半个世纪。
And after 50 years and half a century.
现在我们明白过来。
Now we understand.
真正合乎神心意的教会。
The one who truly is satisfying to God's heart.
很清楚的是腓立比教会。
It is very clear. It is Philadelphia.
那我们要问它的秘诀在什么地方。
We want to ask, what is the secret there?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这七个教会的的确确历史上有的七个教会。
In the history, there truly has these seven churches.
的的确确，你看见经过了五十年的考验，给我们看见腓立比会乃是神心目中的教会。
After 50 years of testing, you really see that this is the church that is pleasing to God.
只有腓立比是有冠冕的。
Only Philadelphia has a crown.
只有腓立比是得胜的。
Only Philadelphia is victorious.
如果讲到国度的话，我们知道说腓立比是有奖赏的。
And when we're talking about the kingdom, we see that Philadelphia has the reward.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
Thank you.
你看见的的确确在教会这里面有这么一个教会。
We see that in history there is such a church there.
所以你千万不要告诉我，因为人的肉体最近不可能办不到的。
So please do not tell me that according to man's flesh, this is impossible.
有人说你读教会历史是分了再分，分了再分，分了再分的。
And if somebody tells you that if you read the church history, it is division after division after division.
好像神从来没有得到他的目，好像神从来没有成功过的。
And as if the Lord never has succeeded.
没有这件事情。
It's not true.
你去读教会，回过头去看的话。
If you turn around to look at the church history,
经过五十年的考验
，After 50 years of testing,
以弗所也许失败了
，Maybe Ephesus has failed.
但是你看见说有一个最叫神满意的是腓拉铁菲。
But you can see that one that pleases the Lord the most is Philadelphia.
他说我已经爱你了。
He said, "I have already loved you."
弟兄姊妹，现在我们要问他们的特点在什么地方
？Now we want to ask, what is their special point?
你看见吗？他们开始是曾遵守主的道，没有弃绝主的名。
And they have kept his commandment, and they did not deny his name.
In the beginning. 但是他的最后到了五十年以后，他们仍旧没有弃绝他的名。
But after 50 years, they still did not forsake the name of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见在他们的身上有一个特点。
So you see, on them there is a special.
不光弟兄相爱。
Not only is brotherly love.
你看见他们属灵的光景能经过时间的考验。
You see, their spiritual condition can go through the testing of time.
他们是一直忠心到底的，你看见吗
？They are faithful all the way to the end.
他们是无羔羊，无论往哪里去，他们都跟随的。
No matter where the lamb is, they will follow.
第一代是如此。
The first generation is so.
第二代仍旧是如此。
Second generation is the same.
你看见第一代属灵难得，第二代有属灵。
You see that it is very difficult for the first generation to be spiritual and the second generation to follow.
你看，这是很大很大的考验。
You see, this is a great testing.
第一代常常是很满了主的同在，但第二代呢
？The first generation very often is full of the presence of God, but how about second generation?
但是你怎么能培养属灵的第一代和属灵第二代和第一代还是有关系的
？And how do you establish the second generation with the first generation?
第二代没有弃绝主的名。
The second generation did not forsake the name of the Lord.
第三代仍旧没有弃绝主的名。
And the third generation did not forsake the name of the Lord.
他们是得胜者。
You see that they have overcomers.
许多时候我们就讲第一代没有第二代的。
Very often we spoke of the first generation without the second.
到了第二代，你看见今天在香港也好，在世界很多地方也是这样。
And no matter what you're talking about, Hong Kong or a lot of places.
到了年轻一代，他们不知道为什么我们要这样做。
When you go to the younger people, they do not know why they do the things they do.
为什么姊妹要蒙头
？Why would the sister need to cover the
head? 为什么我们有这样的聚会
？Why do we have meeting like this?
那为什么灵魂体
？Why is it the body, soul, and spirit?
他们去读一些书的时候，告诉我们灵魂体根本是一个的。
And if you read some spiritual book, they even tell us that the spirit, soul, and body is the same. It's one.
那么当你读这个马太福音十三章的时候。
When you read Matthew chapter 13,
你去读许多的书，给我们看见那棵树越那个变教会变成个树了，这个是个正常的情，这个是表示教会发达了。
And if you and some book will tell us that the church become a tree, this is a normal condition. It's because the church prospers.
为什么今天我们要这样这种情形呢
？But why do we have such condition today?
弟兄姊妹，年轻人不知道的。
Brothers and sisters, the young people do not
know. 年轻人只知道守住传统。
And the young people only know that they want to keep the tradition.
上一代蒙头，下一代也蒙头。
The first generation will cover their head to say, so therefore the second generation will do the same.
分成两段，下一代我们也分成两段。
So the first generation have two sections for the breaking of bread, so therefore we do the same.
上一代每一个人所得的亮光都是 first hand, 都是头手的。
And the first generation received the enlightenment first hand.
那么到了下一代，他们说我们的传统是这么做的。
But to the second generation, they said that our tradition do it this way.
弟兄姊妹，第一代的弟兄姊妹就觉得我们不能跟随传统的。
And the first generation of brothers and sisters, we felt that we should not follow tradition.
如果那个时候有两千个传统的话，他们绝对不跟随，他们觉得应该跟随主的。
And if we have 2,000 of such tradition, they would not follow any of it, and they would want to follow the Lord.
结果到了第二代的时候
，But when we got to second generation,
因为他们没有看见的缘故
，Because they did not see it themselves.
所以他们觉得我们这样做是因为我们随从传统，这个是更好的传统。
And they do it this way because they felt that they're following tradition. This is a better tradition.
结果第一代是2000个传统，到了第二代就变成2001个传统。
And so if the first generation had 2,000 tradition, then the second generation had 2,001.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见这就是今天教会的难处。
And so therefore, brother and sister, you see this is the difficulty of the church today.
所以我巴不得我们能明白这些话。
And therefore, I really wish brother and sister would understand these words.
你如果知道背后的五十年。
If you understand the 50 years in the background,
你就懂得说，主说，你曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。
And you understand what the Lord says when you have kept my commandment and did not forsake my name.
你起初略有一点力量，你直到今天还是略有一点力量。
In the beginning, you have a little strength, and to now, you still have a little strength.
你开始是谦卑的，你今天仍旧是谦卑的。
In the beginning, you were humble, and now you're still humble.
你开始我什么都没有，到今天我还是什么都没有。
In the beginning, you do not have anything, and today you still don't have anything.
你不会说因为神给我们那么多的祝福，现在我们什么都有了。
And you wouldn't say that because God has blessed us so much, now we have everything.
我们的学生都是别人的先生。
And our students are all teachers for everyone.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见慢慢慢慢，我们骄傲起来了。
And you see that slowly we become proud.
那个不叫做腓立特菲，那叫做老底家。
And that is not Philadelphia, that is called Laodicea.
所以如果我们能明白这段圣经，如果真的很清楚的话，
If we can truly understand this passage,
你略有一点力量，不光开始如此，到今天你还是如此。
And you have a little strength, not only from the beginning, but also today.
你知道这就是十字架的工作。
And do you know this is the work of the cross?
你知道不知道我们每个人没有得救以前呢？
Do you know before we, each one of us were saved?
如果读以赛亚书的话，
If we read the book of Isaiah,
神对我们有个估价的。
And God gave us an evaluation.
那个估价就是我们不过是零，甚至于不及于零。
And that evaluation is that we are zero or maybe even less than zero.
那么我们知道所谓不及于零就是负数的意思，对不对？
And if you say it's less than zero, it's negative, isn't it?
那如果你写账的话，那都是红颜色的。
And if you write on the, in the balance sheet, it's all red.
那么我们知道在以色列有一个海叫做死海。
And we know that in Israel, there is a sea called the Dead Sea.
死海是在海平面以下400公尺的。
And the Dead Sea is 400 meters below sea level.
所以你知道是全世界最低最低的地方。
And it's the lowest point in the whole world.
我们没有得救以前，我们都像死海一样。
And before we became saved, we were like in the Dead Sea.
我们根本不光不只是零，而且不及于零。
Not only we are zero, we are below zero.
那感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
有一天主耶稣为我们钉十字架。
One day the Lord has crucified us.
当我们相信耶稣那一刹那。
The moment we believe in the Lord.
你看见说十字架就提升我们。
You see that the cross uplifts us.
把我们从零下四百公尺，然后提升到零的地位。
And he lifted us from 400 meter below sea level to the zero ground.
所以我们一定要记得一件事情。
So please remember one thing.
所有蒙恩得救的人，是我们本来不基于零，结果现在主把我们摆在零的地位上。
All of us, before we were saved, we were below zero. But when we became saved, we are put in the place of zero.
这是圣灵所做的。
This is what the Holy Spirit does.
所以你弟兄姊妹，这就是我们蒙恩得救以后，你要看你从前什么都不是，就是我们不基于灵，结果现在感谢着蒙主的恩典，我们终于是灵了。
And before we were saved, we're not even zero. But now we thank the Lord, we became saved. Now we are zero.
但是我们蒙恩得救以后
，But now we became saved.
因着蒙了那么多的恩典。
Because we receive so much grace.
我们慢慢慢慢，你看你已经富足了。
Now you felt that you are rich.
但是十字架永远做一个工作。
But the cross always do this one.
总是把我们带回零的地位。
Always bring us back to zero.
有的时候你去称的时候，你很高兴，因为那个数目叫你很高兴。
And sometimes when you go weigh yourself, and that number give you joy.
因为很少人做归零的工作，你看见吗？归零啊 ，adjust to zero. You have to adjust.
Very few people will calibrate your scale.
所以圣灵永远做归零的工作。
But the Holy Spirit always do this work of calibration.
你刚刚蒙恩得救是零。
When you first became saved, you were zero.
蒙恩得救了五十年还是零。
After you were saved for 50 years, you are still zero.
这是腓立特菲的特点。
And this is the special point of Philadelphia.
起初你越有一点力量。
In the beginning, you have a little strength.
你现在仍旧是略有一点力量。
And now you still have a little strength.
士美拿起初是贫穷的。
Smyrna, in the beginning, it was poor.
主说，我知道你的贫穷。
The Lord says, I know of your poverty.
其实你是富足的。
But you are rich.
经过五十年还是贫穷，这个人一定是富有的。
After 50 years, if this person is still in poverty, then he must be one who is rich.
弟兄姊妹，这就是属灵的秘诀。
This is the spiritual secret.
这也是老约翰的秘诀。
And this is also the secret of old John.
20分钟成为寻道者，是得胜不错。
In 20 minutes, you became overcomer. Yes, it is victorious.
但一个更大的得胜。
But a greater overcoming.
不是二十分钟。
It's not 20 minutes.
不是二十年。
It's not 20 years.
好像是七十年漫长的时间。
It is a long years of 70 years.
只有老约翰能告诉我们。
Only old John can tell us.
得胜者的呼召。
The calling of the overcomer.
谁是得胜者？
Who is the overcomer?
乃是像老约翰这样的人。
It is like people, like
John. 羔羊无论往哪里去，他都跟随。
No matter where the lamb goes, he will follow.
刚开始二十年是如此。
The first beginning 20 years, it is like that.
最后的二十年还是如此。
In the last 20 years, will be the same.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这是教会的路。
This is the way for the church.
这是菲拉铁菲。
This is Philadelphia.
所以巴不得我们能看见这一点。
We wish everyone will see this.
他说也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的。
He has kept my word and kept my commandment and did not forsake my name.
所以这个就是头五十年的历史。
And this is the first 50 years history.
后来我们看见圣灵继续在这个教会里面，你看见吗？
And now we see that the Holy Spirit continued to be in the church.
一直到了16、14世纪。
All the way until 14th century.
你看现在经过不光是经过好长好长一段时间。
Now it has gone through many long years.
你看菲拉铁菲的特点仍旧存留在那里，稀奇得很。
You see that the special point of Philadelphia is still there.
The special feature
is still there.
你看见吗？这是圣灵做很奇妙的工作。
And you see the Holy Spirit. This is that's a wonderful work.
昨天晚上我们讲的最后的时候，怕有的弟兄姊妹可能对历史不大熟，所以我们讲的很重要一点，可能弟兄姊妹就没有听进去了。
And last night when we mentioned about this portion of the history, I was afraid brother and sister did not understand and did not realize.
我们知道说罗马帝国的历史是很长的历史。
And we know that the Roman Empire has a long history.
罗马后来分作东罗马跟西罗马。
And Rome has Roman Empire was divided into Eastern Empire and the Western Empire.
这个西罗马是以罗马做首都，东罗马是以君士坦丁做首都的。
And the Western Roman Empire has the capital in Rome, and the Eastern Empire has the capital in Constantinople.
那这两个城是很重要的两个城。
And these two cities are very important cities.
那么在西罗马帝国范围里面，你看教会就是所谓罗马天主教。
And in the east, in the Western Roman Empire, the church is the Catholic Church.
那么 ，no Roman Catholic.
The Roman Catholic.
然后现在呢，你看这个到了这个东罗马帝国，你看那个教会，那么这个就是我们所说的希腊正教 ，Greek Orthodox.
And in the Eastern Roman Empire, we see that the church is the Greek Orthodox.
那么后来你看见教会，你看见罗马这个基督教就变成了罗马帝国的国教了。
And you see that the Christianity has become the official religion for the Roman Empire.
所以你看见在西边的就是罗马天主教，在东边的就是希腊正教。
And you see that in the West, you have the Roman Catholic, and in the East, you have the Greek Orthodox.
第四世纪的时候，西罗马帝国就亡国了。
And in the 4th century, the West Roman Empire has collapsed.
所以给君士坦丁一个很大的刺激。给那个 Augustine 很大的刺激。Saint Augustine.
And this gave Saint Augustine a very great jolt.
Yeah. 所以呢，因着这个刺激的缘故，他就写了一本书，叫做《City of God》，叫做《神的城》。
And because of this event, he wrote a book called The City of God.
那因着这本书，你看见他就给罗马天主教给了一些理论上的基础。
And so he gave because of this book, he has given some foundation to the.To the Roman Catholic.
虽然罗马西罗马帝国过去了，但是西罗马那个帝国那个精神继续持续下去。那谁是取代了那个位置呢？那么这就是罗马天主教。
And although the Western Roman Empire has collapsed, but who has continued this the ideal ideology of the Roman Empire? It is the Roman Catholic.
那所以到今天，大家看见罗马的你看见意大利梵蒂冈，就是那个整个东西一直延续下来的东西。
And today, when you go to
Vatican,
it is the continuation of this.
所以你能看得很清楚，这个是西罗马帝国跟东罗马帝国，不管它政治情形怎么演变，但是你看见说，因为教会已经变成国教了。
And no matter how the Eastern and Western Empire have changed, but because of the Christianity has become the official religion.
所以你看，你所有西欧的国家就变成所谓基督教的国家了。
And so in the Western Europe has all became a Christian nations.
The nations, yeah. 那所以弟兄姊妹，因着这个缘故，你看在宾拉登的脑子里面，在许多人脑子里面，他们就把这些基督教的国，就把这些这个就把那个基督教呢，就和这些国家就连在一起了。
And so therefore, in many people's mind, even in the mind of Bin Laden, they combine all the Christian country together.
所以我们知道这个就是教会历史后来演变，这就是教会慢慢演变的情形，变成这个样子。
And this is how the church has evolved through the years.
所以根据奥古斯丁，你看见今天地上已经有神的国了，你就要看看罗马天主教，你看看那个就是代表罗马，就是那个国家。
So according to Augustine, the kingdom of God is already on earth, and all you have to do is look at the Roman Empire.
所以现在你看见一面是东罗马帝国，一面是西罗马帝国。
And now you look at there, on one hand there's a Western Roman Empire and the Eastern Roman
Empire. 一面是罗马天主教，一面是希腊正教。
And one is the Roman Catholic, the other side is the
Greek Orthodox. 罗马天主教拜偶像，希腊正教也拜偶像。
And the Roman Catholic would worship idols, and the Greek Orthodox Church would worship idols.
罗马天主教12月25号庆祝主耶稣圣诞，那么然后这个希腊更正教是正月6号。
And so the Roman Catholic would set the birthday of Christ is the December 15th. Okay, the Christmas is December 25, and the Greek Orthodox says that the birthday is January 6th.
所以你看见吗？都是偶像，到处都是偶像。
But you see idols everywhere.
很明显，那就是圣经里面讲的推亚推拉的情形。
And very obvious, the Bible is talking about the Thyatira.
神从来没有容忍偶像。
God would not tolerate idols.
神为了要洁净他的教会。
For the sake of cleansing his church.
所以你看见后来这个 Muslim 回教就兴起来了。
And later on, Muslim was raised up.
你看回教有一个特点，就是要除去所有的偶像的。
And there's a special things that they do, which is taking away all the idols.
因为当时在 Mecca, 在麦加就是有大概365个偶像，在那个天房那个周围，通通就是365个偶像。
And in the beginning in Mecca, there is 365 idols surrounding.
他们认为住在那个天房里面，住在那个天房里面的是所有偶像里面最高的一个。
And they felt that in 天房。
天房，这就是他们的那个他们 shrine, 他们 shrine.
Okay. And they felt that to live in the shrine, it is the highest idol.
那么其他的呢，通通是偶像。
And all the others are idols.
但是后来穆罕默德兴起来以后，最后就把所有的偶像通通打碎了。
And when Muhammad came up, he has crushed all the other idols.
那他认为说住在这个天房里面的那一位神就是 Allah.
And he felt that the one who dwell in the shrine is Allah.
所以你看你后来回教兴起来的时候，他基本的原则就是要打碎所有的偶像。
And the basic principle of Muslim is to crush all the idols.
那世界上当然到处都是偶像。
And in the world, there's idols everywhere.
但是其实在神的教会，所谓的教会里面，不管是希腊正教，不管是罗马天主教，你看，通通是满了偶像的。
And no matter you find it in the Roman Catholic or you find it in the Greek Orthodox, it is full of idols.
结果刚开始的时候，你看见那些阿拉伯人，后来就建立了很大的帝国，那个帝国就是历史上的那些伊斯兰帝国，就是伊斯兰大帝国。
And so the Arabs has built a great nation and a kingdom. They call it the
empire.
The empire of
Islamic empire.
The Islamic empire.
那么我们要知道，就是那个时候，慢慢的这个 Baghdad 就开始变成很重要了。
And slowly, Baghdad became very important.
而且慢慢的就在那个时候，你看见他们就把耶路撒冷城拿下来了。
And slowly, they have captured Jerusalem.
从那个时候开始，就盖了两个清真寺在上面。
And at that time, they built two mosques over there.
那么这个那个时候的这个 Islamic Empire 多半还是在阿拉伯人的手里。
And the Islamic Empire is in the hands of the Arabs.
但是慢慢慢慢土耳其人 Turks 兴起来了。
And slowly Turks was raised up.
他们也是信仰回教的。
And they also believe in Muslims.
所以慢慢慢慢到十四世纪左右，他们兴起来以后，那么这些土耳其人呢，慢慢就取代了原来的Islamic Empire， 然后就把整个的东罗马帝国几乎要拿下来了。
And these Turkish, they slowly took over the Islamic Empire, and then they were raised up.
No, sorry. 他们是接着这个 Islamic 接着 Islamic Empire 的，没有错。
They go by the Islamic Empire.
但是那个时候不要忘记，整个的东罗马帝国还在的。
But at that time, the Eastern Roman Empire is still there.
这个东罗马帝国在西罗马帝国亡了以后，还维持了一千年。
And the Eastern Roman Empire lasted a thousand years after the Western Roman Empire collapsed.
所以那个时候很明显的，这个那个时候当这个土耳其这一帮人被兴起来的时候
，So when these Turkish was raised up.
那么那个时候呢？那个时候我们的 Islamic Empire 已经慢慢没落了。
And the Islamic Empire has already become weakened.
Yeah, 那么然后呢？结果，但是虽然如此，你看，因为这些信奉回教的土耳其人，他们兴起来了。
But these Muslim who is the Turkish, they are raised up.
所以到十四世纪最后，他们终于把整个的东罗马帝国把它灭亡了，把它。所以东罗马帝国是亡在土耳其的人手里。
And so, therefore, these Turkish has destroyed the Eastern Roman Empire.
所以我们要知道说这个就是为什么东罗马帝国是怎么亡的。
We have to understand how the Eastern Roman Empire was destroyed.
那因为 Greek Orthodox 就是希腊正教根本是整个的国教嘛。
But because the Greek Orthodox is the official religion.
所以你看见等到这个整个的国教亡，你只要他把它拿下来以后，那么很自自然然的，你就知道回教的势力就变成很重大、很大很大的势力。
And because the empire collapsed, so now the Turks comes up. So therefore, the influence of the Muslim is very great.
那么土耳其人他们的土地当然是土耳其，就今天 Turkey 这块地方嘛。
And the Turks, of course, their territory is the Turkey.
他们就是从那里来的嘛。
They came from that place.
所以他们所在的那个范围就是加拉太教会所在的地方。
And where they are is where the churches of Galatia is.
不光如此，而且还有小亚细亚嘛。
And also including the Asia Minor.
如果大家回去看看圣经的话，你看看圣经后面的地图，你就知道说土耳其是很大的，对不对？有个东边的，有西边的。
And if you go look at the maps in the Bible, you will see that there is the eastern part and the western part of Turkey.
你看东边的土耳其一直到亚拉拉山。
And you see that the Turkish on the east will go all the way to
Mount Ararat. 那么你记得那就是挪亚他那个方舟停在的那个地方。
And you remember that this is where the ark has rested.
那么然后呢？如果往西边走，那当然都快到爱琴海，那就是小亚细亚。
And if you go toward the west, it will stop at the Mediterranean Sea.
Agency.
Oh, the agency.
那么爱琴海，那么这就是小亚细亚，然后再往过来一点，这就是加拉太那一带了。
And if you go over a little bit, and it is where Galatia is.
所以，既然土耳其兴起了个土耳其的帝国，叫做 Ottoman Empire。
And the Turks has raised up an empire called the Ottoman Empire.
那么他们的土地，当然他们自己的土地当然是土耳其嘛。
And of course, their own land is Turkish.
可是后来他们把北非拿下来。
And later on, they captured North Africa.
还把别的地方也拿下来。
They also take other places.
因为东罗马帝国不光是包括土耳其，包括其他，东罗马帝国是包括其他的地方嘛。
But because the Eastern Roman Empire encompasses other places.
所以他们一个一个都把它拿下来了。
And so therefore, it take away all these territories.
所以1400多年的时候，你就看见说，这个东罗马帝国最后终于亡掉了，就是亡在他们手里的。
And so, therefore, in the 14th century, you see that the Eastern Roman Empire was defeated by them.
所以等到他们起来的时候，你能想象得到，本来这些是在东罗马帝国的管辖底下。
And originally, these people were under the control of the Eastern Roman Empire.
所以你看见福音，当然还在这些地方是广传的，没有问题的。
And so, therefore, at that time, the gospel was preached all around.
所以那个时候，腓拉铁菲也好，那个时候还有这个撒底也好，很明显的，你看见他们当然是你看见证是在这些地方的。
And so therefore, in Philadelphia or Sardis, the testimony is there.
而且我们知道说
But we also know.
这个腓立提腓最后啊那一区我们知道当然在那个在罗在那个什么在希腊政教那个制度底下。
And in that territory, it is under the Greek Orthodox Church.
你知道他们就在他们这个他们比方说一个区，你一个区一定有个主教，就是怎么说呢？就是一个区如果一个最大的最大，我们姑且这其实最大的，就像 bishop 一样，主教一样，他所在的地方，那应该是那个区最属灵的地方。
And in every territory, you would have a someone like an archdiocese, and where he is, it is where it is most spiritual.
那么腓立提腓最后呢，终于成为这样的一个地方，所以你可以看得出来。
And you can see that Philadelphia became such a place.
那意思就是说，意思就是说，那个主教府就在那个城里。
And that is to say the archdiocese is located there.
这个城本这个本来应该不是在别加摩，应该在以弗所的。
And this city should have been in Pergamos, not in Ephesus.
虽然那个时候已经变成国教，当然这所有的见证都走了样子了，但是仍旧还是见证在那里。
And although it has became the official religion and it has changed its form, but the testimony is still there.
所以你想想看，等到这个东罗马一个地方通通沦陷了。
But when the Eastern Roman Empire had fallen, losing its territory.
那么现在呢，在整个的土耳其的土地上
，and in the land of Turkey.
当然，所有的城通通被土耳其拿去了，当然没有问题的，因为这是他们自己的地方嘛。
And this is their own place, so therefore all the city was
captured by them. 现在不在他们从罗马帝国手里拿出来过来的。
And they are taking from the hands of the Roman Empire.
在罗马帝国底下，当然都是天主，都是希腊正教嘛。
And in the Roman Empire's hand, it is the Greek Orthodox Church.
那么现在 Ottoman Empire, Ottoman 帝国，它的势力到哪里，然后回教的势力自然就到哪里。
So therefore, no matter where the Ottoman Empire's territory gains, and the Muslim will go there.
结果在所有土耳其的城里面。
So therefore, in all the city of Turkey.
最后还剩下一个的是腓立提腓。
And the last city that was last, Philadelphia.
每一个通通沦陷了，它是最后一个。
Every city has fallen except for one.
那如果不是因为东罗马帝国来妒忌他们的话
，And if it's not because of Eastern Roman Empire was jealous of them,
他们这个城还可以维持更久的。
This city would last even longer.
你明白吗
？Do you understand?
外面有敌人。
Outside we have the enemy.
那些罗马东罗马帝国的人又嫉妒他，为什么你这个又嫉妒他
？And from the inside, you have the Eastern Roman Empire being jealous of him.
所以这两股的力量，最后我们知道说，腓立提腓才沦陷。
And because of these two forces is causing the fallen of Philadelphia.
所以这是非常稀奇的事。
And this is a very very strange thing.
那么如果一切都回教化了，那么什么就没有了。
And if everything became Muslim, then everything is gone.
今天在沙利阿拉伯，今天在阿富汗，几乎是没有可能。你怎么可能福音可以继续存，见证可以继续下去的呢？
And today in Arab and in Afghanistan, the gospel could not be preached.
结果到了第一次世界大战以后。
But after the first World War.
大概1917-1918左右。
And roughly about 1970,
你看见这个土耳其是唯一的一个回教国家。
And Turkey is the only Muslim country.
不是以他的回教来做他的国教的。
They did not use Muslim as their official.
换一句话说，他容许有宗教的自由，其他宗教的自由。
And in other words, they allow for other religion to exist.
所以你看，最近伊斯坦布尔出事情了，你看那些犹太会堂人就在那里。
And therefore, recently we see that something happened in Istanbul is because the Jewish synagogue is still there.
所以我们知道今天在市民，今天的市民呢、啊、和今天的推亚的今天的腓立提腓，你看见还是有些基督徒在那里。
So therefore, today you see that in the church, in the city of Smyrna, and also in the city of Philadelphia, there are still Christians there.
只有神认得那些没有向巴黎屈膝的7000人。
Only God knows those who has not bowed their knee to Baal.
所以，如果我们懂得这段历史的话
，If we understand this part of the history,
你就看见说神实在是做工的神。
And you will see that God is truly one who works.
所以你看见吗？在头五十年，很清楚，很清楚，我们看到说，以腓立比怎样蒙主的保守。
You see that in the first 50 years, how the Lord has kept the Church of Philadelphia.
但后来经过许多环境上的转变。
And through many changes, through circumstances.
虽然如此。
Although that way.
你看忠心到底那个特点还存在。
But being faithful all the way to the end is still there.
所以一直到今天
all the way to today,
我们相信只有主只认得属乎他自己的人。
Only the Lord knows those who belong to him.
我们上一次到跟着保罗行踪走的时候
And last time when we were following Paul's footsteps,
我们还看见一个传教士 missionary 是从新加坡去的。
And we also, we saw a missionary going, got, he went from Singapore to there.
那么他做工的地方就是士美拿，今天的士美拿。
And the place of his work is today's Smyrna.
今天士美拿应该是整个土耳其第三个大城。
And today Smyrna is the third greatest city in Turkey.
那当然，腓立比是小的很多。
And of course, Philadelphia is much smaller.
但是起码是有人烟的地方。
And it is the place where people still dwell.
撒底就不同了。
Sardis is different.
撒底根本已经跟地震震的已经什么都没有，那里什么都没有。
Sardis has nothing there because of earthquake.
以弗所什么也没有。
Ephesus has nothing there.
很非常非常彻底的。
Very,
老底家什么都没有。
And Laodicea has nothing there.
那不过老底家没有，连今天你连这个哥罗西在哪里都不知道。
And today you won't even know where is Corinth.
我们知道哥罗西是埋。
Colossae.
我们知道哥罗西是埋在地底下的。
We know that Colossae is buried underground.
那么根本没有把它挖掘出来。
And they did not even dig it out yet.
所以它的形状啊，还是 theater 的形状。你可以看到，有的地方还是 theater 的形状。
And some places you can see that the shadow of a theater.
我们知道是哥罗西就埋在那底下。
We know that Colossae is buried underground.
那么老底下好一点，起码还剩下一点，还剩下一点这个废墟在那里。
And Laodicea is a little better. It has still some ruin there.
而且现在你才知道，有些澡堂的那个废墟还存着。澡堂，洗澡堂，
来。The bathhouse's ruin is still there.
这个土耳其人喜欢洗澡，所以有土耳其浴，就是从那里来的。
And so, because the Turkish like to take bath very often, so
Turkish bath came from them. 而且土耳其人洗澡希望那个水是滚烫滚烫的。
And when they take the bath, they want the water to be very, very hot.
但是老底家没有这个水泉，没有这么热，没有这么烫的水泉。
Laodicea does not have such a spring.
所以老底家呢，需要从另外一个城引，大概是经过十四公里，再引一条水泉下过来。
And they have to bring the spring water from 14 kilometers away to bring the water to Laodicea.
那么那个城就是哥罗西所说的希拉波利 Hierapolis。
And that's the city that was mentioned in Hierapolis.
那么在那个城里面呢，的确那个水泉滚烫滚烫，我们去过，一摸根本很烫很烫的。
And truly, that city has a spring that is very very hot. We couldn't even touch it.
那是到底的土耳其浴。
And that's an authentic Turkish bath.
但是呢，老底家就不行了。
But Laodicea cannot.
老底家需要用水管把它从那里引到老底家。
And Laodicea needs to use a pipe, bring the water over.
现在你看那个废墟还在，所以你去测量一下那个管子里面还留下什么化学的东西。
And if you go examine the pipes and what is left behind.
那么结果呢，才知道那个水根本就是从 Hierapolis 引过来，希拉波利引过来，引过来的。
And you find that this is the same water that was bring over from Hierapolis.
那现在我们才知道了。
Now we know.
这个水在希拉波利是滚烫滚烫的。
And here, Paulus, the water is very, very hot.
那么现在到了什么？到了老底家呢？那个水是不冷也不热。
And this water go all the way to Laodicea, become lukewarm.
所以老约翰喜欢洗澡，你看见吗
？And so old John liked to take the bath.
有一次他洗澡洗一半呢，忽然间听说有一个讲异端的人进到澡堂里，他衣服都没穿，告诉弟兄们说：“我们赶快逃啊，因为神的审判要来到了。”
And one time he was taking the bath, and he heard that one who preached a heresy come in. So he didn't even put on his clothes. He told the brethren, "Let's run, because the judgment of God will come."
所以主说，你巴不得或冷或者或热。
And so therefore the Lord says that I'd rather you be cold or hot.
但是现在你又是不冷又不热。
But now you are lukewarm.
这个就是老底家的情形。
This is the condition of Laodicea.
非常有意思，弟兄姊妹，你看见了，甚至于现在我们所考古所留下来的，都能让我们明白一点，为什么主说那个话。
So it's very interesting. Even from the archaeology, we can find out why the Lord said what he said.
那么老底加哥罗西跟希拉波里在一个山谷里面。
And Laodicea, Colossae, all in one valley.
在这个山谷里面，你看见到目前为止啊，保持古迹保持的比较完整的是希拉波利。
And the ruins that was left behind, and whatever that was kept the most is in Hierapolis.
但是老底这个哥罗西根本找也找不到，看也看不到在哪。
But you could not even find Colossae.
所以这告诉我们一个很重要的教训。
This gives us a very good teaching.
在这三个聚会，三个教会里面
，In these three churches,
哥罗西所得着是最多的。
What Colossae receive is the most.
你看见他们责任是最大的。
Their responsibility also greater.
他们将来受的审判也是最重的。
And the judgment that will fall upon them is the heaviest.
你不要说你看见了就好了。
So therefore, brothers and sisters, do not say that it is good that you have seen.
你所看见的每一个亮光，要向主负责的。
Every light that you have seen from the Lord, you need to be responsible
to the Lord. In
this three
cities,
and the greatest light was given to Colossae.
希拉波利看样子是最差的。
And Hierapolis is probably get the
less. 但现在它反而变成风景区，你德国很多人去那里都喜欢到那里去。
And but now it became a tourist attraction. Many people travel would want to go there and see it.
所以从这里你看得很清楚。
From here we can see.
你看见说这些应该你看见在这些你看只有他们只有你看只有他们这些你看他们还留住你看见这个他们根本就不见了你看见没有
？Do you see that they have disappeared?
所以我们回到我们刚才所说的。
So go back to what we were saying.
我们就可以看得见这些东西都已经不见了，你看这些慢慢都不见了。
You see that these things slowly start to disappear.
但是呢，但这个可是呢，你看见说，今天他们都不存在了。
And today you see that they do not exist anymore.
可是菲拉提菲还在，那个城还在。
But Philadelphia is still there.
还有人聚在一起的地方。
And there are still people gathered there.
士美拿还在。
Smyrna is still there.
以弗所没有了。
Ephesus is gone.
沙迪没有。
Sardis is gone.
老底加不见。
Laodicea is gone.
连哥罗西都不在。
And Colossae is gone.
那个灯台通通被挪走了。
All the lampstand has been taken away.
你看这个拜代表神审判的时候。
This represents the judgment hand of God.
因为神的审判是从他的家里面开始。
Because the judgment of God starts from his family, his house.
所以我们回过头才来看整个的历史。
So when we go back and look at the whole history.
我们知道菲拉铁菲的的确是历史上有的那么一个教会。
We see that Philadelphia truly has a church there.
所以现在我们这样回头后看的时候
，So when we go back and look at it this way,
我们能够看见在启示录里面
，And we can see that in the Revelation.
主的的确确给我们看见有一个教会。
Lord truly show us a church that is there.
他的走的路应该是我们应当走的。
The way that they have went on, it is the way that we should go on.
因为这七个灯台乃是代表性。
Because these seven golden lampstands is representation.
这七颗星也是代表性的。
And these seven stars are representation.
如果菲拉铁菲能的话，我们应当可以。
If Philadelphia could, we should be able to.
所以我们要走在菲拉铁菲这条道路上。
So therefore, we need to walk in this way of the Philadelphia.
但现在我们要问。
Well, now we need to ask.
菲拉铁菲的特点在什么地方
？What is their special point?
它的秘诀在什么地方
？What is their secret?
为什么？罗巴以弗所经不起摇动。
Why is it that Ephesus could not stand the shaking?
为什么菲拉铁菲能经得起那个震动
？Why is Philadelphia able to withstand the shaking?
所以我们要回到菲拉铁菲。
We need to go back to Philadelphia.
今天我们就能够从菲拉铁菲的功课，这个教会身上，我们来学到底他学些什么功课。
And today we want to look at Laodicea to know what lesson he has learned.
那条路就是我们应当走的路。
And this is the way that we should walk.
或者我再多说一点。
Maybe I will speak a little more.
那关于菲拉铁菲的教会。
Concerning the Church of Philadelphia.
有的人认为说是第一世纪的。
And some people thought that it is for the first century.
有的人认为说是预言里面的教会。
And some people think that this is a church in the prophecy.
就是指着在主回来以前，教会要有这种光景。
And it is concerning the condition of the church when before the Lord come back.
还有第三个说法就是告诉我们说，这七个教会是代表我们可以说就可以用在我们今天所有的教会的身上。
And also, and the third way of interpreting is that this is representing one type of condition in all the churches today.
那昨天晚上我们的重点重在历史的那历史第一个世纪的。
And last night I talked about concerning in history.
那么今天呢，我们要从历史里面得到教训。
And today we want to receive some teaching from
history. 我们要看这个腓力忒被怎么经过他五十，怎么经过他半个世纪。
And we want to go through this half century with them.
你看他的路应该也成为我们的路。
Because their way should become our way.
所以我想这个是我们希望能在这里能够得到帮助的。
So today we want to receive help through that.
那么当你读这个腓力忒教会的时候。
And when you read of the church in Philadelphia,
有一个字很重要。
One word is very important.
那就是试炼。
And that is test, a trial.
第十节。
In chapter
10. 你去遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下受试炼的时候，保守你，免去你的试炼。
Because you have kept my commandment to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial, while which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on earth.
我们稍微知道一点腓力忒的历史。
We know a little bit of the history of Philadelphia.
我们知道说腓力忒的教会神一直摆在试炼当中的。
And we know that God has put the church of Philadelphia continually in trial.
因为他常常在神的试炼中。
Because it's continuing in the trial.
所以神应许他。
Therefore God promised him.
等到有一天全球大灾难普天下受试炼的时候。
One day, when the whole world is being tested,
那个时候要免去他所有的试炼。
He will keep him from all these trials.
为什么试炼呢？
Why trial?
每一次试炼的火，神都为着寻找金子。
Every time the fire of trial comes, is because God is looking for gold.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Brother and sister, do you see?
因着这个你神告这个主告诉。老底家的教会，你应当去，应该去买金子。
And the Lord told the church in Laodicea that you need to go buy gold refined by fire.
金子从哪里来的？
Where did gold come from?
你看，你需要去花代价去买火炼的金子。
You need to pay the price to buy the gold refined by fire.
这是主对老底家说的。
This is what the Lord said to Laodicea.
但是你从哪里有这个火炼的金子？
But where do you find this gold refined by fire?
证明说这些金子是经过火的。
The Bible says that these gold go through fire.
弟兄姊妹，老底家乃是从乃是经过了腓力忒以后才变成老底家。如果你仔细读圣经的话
，If you read the Bible carefully, Laodicea came from Philadelphia.
那现在你看见说他们需要买火炼的金子。
Now you see that they need to buy this gold refined by fire.
所以可见在腓力忒他们有金子。
So therefore you see that Philadelphia has this gold.
而且是火炼的金子。
It is gold refined by fire.
只有这样的话老底家才能回到像腓力忒那种的情形。
And only in that way, Laodicea can go back into the condition of Philadelphia.
那现在给我们看见说腓力忒的教会乃是经过试炼的教会。
And now you see that the Church of Philadelphia has gone through trial.
经过了五十年的试炼。
Gone through 50 years of trial.
最后你看见金子终于出来了。
And at the end, the gold came out.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So therefore, brothers and sisters.
等到金子出来了。
When the gold comes out.
等到有了冠冕了。
When they have the crown.
所以当全球经过大灾难的时候。
When the whole earth will go through the great trial.
普天要受试炼的时候。
When the whole world will go through trial.
免去那个试炼的重点。
The Lord will keep him from the trial.
The
hour of the trial. It will keep
him. 弟兄姊妹，在这里给我们看见说，腓力忒乃是受试炼，乃是长期在经过试炼的。
So you see that Philadelphia has gone through trial in long years.
如果我们要走在主的教会，要走在主的心意当中。
If we want to walk in the will of the Lord.
主所要的是金子，而且是火炼的金子。
What the Lord wants is gold, and it is the gold refined by fire.
如果是火炼的金子。
If it is the gold refined by fire.
你看见教会一定要经过试炼。
The church must go through testing.
试炼的目的是叫教会更纯洁。
The testing, the purpose is for the church to be more pure.
只有长期经过试炼，经过圣灵纯洁过的教会，你看见才能够持久，才能够一直等到主回来。
Only the church that go through the refining of the trials can wait till the Lord return.
那么他们的试炼是什么？
What is their trial?
你从一节圣经就看得出来。
From one verse you would understand.
那就是第十二节。
And this is in verse 12.
得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子。
He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God.
他也不再从那里出去。
And he shall go out no more.
那他也不再从那里出去。
He shall go out no more.
这句话我们好像听不懂。
As if we do not understand this.
但是腓立比每一个人都听得懂。
But in Philadelphia, everyone knows.
从我们的主，从我们的主还不过是二十岁左右。
And from the Lord, who when he was about 20 years old.
你看腓立比这座城就常常经过一些试炼。
And Philadelphia has gone through many trials.
所以等到这个腓立比教会诞生的时候。
So when the Church of Philadelphia was born,
他们从前没有得救，他们不知道怎么解释这些现象。
And before they were saved, they do not know how to explain this kind of situation. But now they became saved.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Brothers and sisters,
那个试炼仍旧没有离，那个你看见神仍旧借着这些环境来试炼他们。
And the trial did not leave them. God uses these trials to test them.
在七个城里面，在七个小城里面，只有腓立比是这么一回这样子的。
And in the seven cities, only Philadelphia has this condition.
所以这里说，他也必不再从那里出去。
And therefore it says that you shall go out no more.
我们不懂，他们懂。
We do not understand, but they.
原因在什么地方呢？
What is the reason?
原因就是小亚细亚那一带，尤其是靠近老底家比较，或者是哥罗西那一带，根本是地震的地带。
Because in Asia Minor, close to Laodicea or maybe Colossae, it is the earthquake zone.
而每次大地震的时候
，And every time when you have great earthquakes,
腓立比根本就在震央的附近。
And Philadelphia is in the near the epic center.
在主后七十七年的时候，十九年的时候
，and roughly about 1917 or 1918,
有一次最大的地震
，there's a great earthquake.
就把这个哥罗西附近的十个城全部震没有了。
And in there are about 10 cities around Colossae was all collapsed.
那次撒底也几乎震没有了，还有就是腓立比也几乎震没有了。
And Sardis is almost destroyed, and Philadelphia was almost destroyed.
那么一次大的地震以后，一直有余震的。
And after the great earthquake, you will have the tremors.
那么那个余震的后来的 shock, 后来是好，后持续了好久好久的。
And the aftershock remained for a long time.
那么那个这后来这个，尤其是腓立比，这只有腓立比有的。所以你看见圣灵是用这个特点来给我们看见腓立比教会在到它的特点在什么地方。
And a condition that only happened in Philadelphia, the Holy Spirit wanted to show us what happened to them.
他们蒙恩得救了。
They became saved.
你看见他们仍旧住在那个城里面。
They still dwell in that city.
但这个城呢，你看没有多久就来个地震，没有多久就来个地震。
And but in this city, very very often, once in a while we'll have an earthquake. Once in a while we'll have another earthquake.
这有一点像洛杉矶，有点不像。
And it is almost like Los Angeles, but it's not quite.
人很容易健忘的，对不对？
And people like to forget, easily forget.
就是想不通为什么人喜欢住在洛杉矶。
So the people in New York would not understand why people want to dwell in Los Angeles.
你忽然来个震的时候，你那几天你紧张很紧张，过了几天就忘记了。
And when the earthquake comes, then in that few days you feel very nervous.
那是
But after a few days,
特别恩待洛杉矶的，是特别恩待洛杉矶。
And God is really graceful to Los Angeles.
但是腓立比就不是了。
But Philadelphia is not so.
他一直大的地震又没有一下子又来，没有一下子又来的。
After a great earthquake and the aftershock will keep coming.
你知道紧张到一个后来他们紧张到个什么地步呢
？And they became so nervous to a point.
所有的人都住到城外去，城内不能住的。
And everybody dwell outside of the city, they can't dwell inside.
你只要有一个建筑是个钢，是个墙也好，只要是比较硬一点东西，你看见通通是经不起震的。
And if you have a wall or something that is high, it will not withstand the shaking.
所以到了晚上，大家通通是出去的。
So at night, everyone go outside the city.
你明白吗？都到城外去了。
And everyone go to the outside the city.
白天你不得已也许要到城里面做一点事情，但是你知道这个，因为一直地震，你看见人不可能住在城里面，你不可能有一座城，他们通通到城外面去了。
And they during the day, for a living sake, they have to go inside the city to do some work. But no one would dwell in the city. They go out.
所有的树通通倒的。
All of the tree have fallen.
没有一棵树是倒的，没有一棵树是不倒的。
Every tree has fallen.
那么现在问题在这里。那这样的话，那么那个还要生活吗？那个腓立比还要生存吗
？So the question here is, can Philadelphia survive in this condition?
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
腓立比的特点在哪里？
What is the special characteristic of Philadelphia?
它是葡萄酒的出产地。
They were the producer of wine.
不，那葡萄酒，葡萄呀。那我们知道说，在整个小亚细亚， 最好的葡萄是从腓立特腓尼来的。
We know that in the whole Asia Minor, the best grapevine came from Philadelphia.
所有的树都倒了，葡萄树不会倒的。
And all the tree fallen, but then the grapevine would not fall.
现在你明白为什么主说我是真葡萄树。
And now you understand why the Lord says, I am the true vine.
现在我们的主讲到马太福音十三章的时候。
When the Lord speaks of the Matthew chapter 13,
你看教会畸形发展的时候，本来是个芥菜种，结果变成个大树。
You see how the church grow into awkward proportion, and originally it was a seed like the mustard seed, but now it became a great tree.
当我们的主讲那句话的时候
，When the Lord speaks of this,
他的背后，其实我们的主是提醒我们，那棵树严格说来就是但以理书第四章那个大的树。
And strictly speaking, the Lord is trying to point out this is the great tree in Daniel chapter 4.
大巴比就是巴比伦，弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？And this great tree, it is the great Babylon.
结果主讲那句话就告诉我们，有一天教会要被掳到巴比伦去的。
And what the Lord is trying to tell us is that one day the church will be captive to Babylon.
教会本来像一个芥菜种。
And originally the church is like a mustard seed.
芥菜种是所有百种中最小最小的。
And the mustard seed is the smallest among all seeds.
那个不是中国人所想的芥菜种，你想的一定是不对的。
This is not the mustard seed you're thinking about in China.
那是以色列的芥菜种。
And we're talking about the mustard seed in Israel.
你到以色列去看那个芥菜种，根本像一个点一个点，很小，是所有最小的一个。
And if you go to Israel and you look at the mustard seed, it is the smallest. It's like a speck.
充满了生命，对不对
？But it's full of life.
还有你轻轻一吹啊，它就跑了。
And when you blow on it, it's just gone.
很容易被风来推动的
，very easily moved by wind，
因为很小很小
，because it's very very small，
什么地方它都到达到了了
，everywhere it can go，
在石头缝里面呢
，it between the cracks of the rock，
它跑进去了
，it went inside，
然后生命就从里面长出来
，and life will grow out from it，
然后就把神大的磐石就打开，就裂开了
，and the great rock will be broken，
无论到什么地方，这个生命都能长。
No matter where it goes, it can grow.
这是基督徒。
This is Christian.
这是教会。
This is the church.
教会应该是充满生命的。
The church should be full of life.
最容易被圣灵感动的。
The easiest to be moved by the Holy Spirit.
奉圣灵风怎么吹，我们就怎么跑的。
No matter how the Holy Spirit moves, then we will walk follow.
这个世界认为不可能的地方，它能够长出生命来。
The most impossible place in this world, it can grow out life.
弟兄姊妹，这是教会。
Brothers and sisters, this is the church.
这是最小的。
This is the smallest.
他们不过是小群。
They are but a small group.
Little flock,
a little flock.
他们比起全世界的人来说，他们不过是 little flock.
Compared to the whole world, we are but a little flock.
他们应该充满生命的。
They should be full of life.
这是教会正常的情形。
This is the normal condition of the church.
但有一天
，but one day,
你看教会畸形发展了。
And it has abnormal growth.
结果变成个大树。
It became a great tree.
飞鸟能够住在上面。
That the bird can rest on it.
飞鸟指的恶者来说 ，the evil one.
And the birds talking about the evil one.
现在你读了教会历史，你就很清楚了。
And in the church history, you can see very clearly.
等到罗马帝国拥抱基督教做国教的时候
，When the Roman Empire has embraced Christianity as its official religion,
现在你看见教会变成个大树了。
Then you see that church became a great tree.
弟兄姊妹
，Brother and sister,
这个大树只要摆在腓立特腓尼
，This great tree, if you put it in Philadelphia,
迟早一天要倒的。
One day it will fall.
现在你明白吗
？Now you understand.
外面很热闹。
Outside, very busy.
现在有很多 mega church.
Now we see a lot of mega church.
你们今天在洛杉矶就能看得见。
Today in Los Angeles, you will see them.
美国有好多 mega church.
The U.S. has many mega church.
他们觉得啊，今天你要叫世界听见福音很困难的。
And they felt that today is very difficult for you to preach the gospel.
所以今天在 Texas， 他们有的地方啊，所以我们很难传福音，怎么办呢？我们主要希望人能来啊。
And in Texas, they say that it's very difficult for us to preach the gospel, but we want people to come.
所以他们就把礼拜堂整个 complex 就有一部分就租给 McDonald.
So they used the building complex part of it to rent to McDonald.
他们觉得他们吃 McDonald 就进到教会了。
And they felt that if they go to the McDonald, then we'll go into the church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
现在你看见等到教会真的长大像一棵树的时候
，Now you see that when the church really grow into a tree.
我们的主说，他不光震动地，也要震动天。
The Lord says, not only he will shake the earth, he will shake the heaven.
如果你要走教会的路
，If you want to walk the way of the church,
你要准备好了。
You need to be prepared.
弟兄姊妹，腓立特腓所在的地方
，Where Philadelphia is,
乃是神震动的地方。
It is a place where God shakes.
乃是试炼的地方。
It is a place of trial.
现在我们要问
Today we want to ask.
你是一棵大树呢
？Are you a great tree？
你还是真葡萄树
？Or you a great vine？ Or a true vine？
如果真葡萄树的话
，If it is a true vine，
你不管怎么地震
，No matter how it shakes，
所有的树都可以倒。
All the tree can fall.
你看见真葡萄树仍旧能够供应葡萄酒。
And the true vine can still supply the grapevine.
虽然经过艰难
，No matter although it go through the
trials. 这里有一个生命呢，是倒出去的生命。
But this here is a life that is poured out.
弟兄姊妹，经过了艰难
，going through the difficulties.
经过了地震，天昏地暗，经过了许多的地震。
Going through many earthquakes.
但是主说，我是真葡萄。
But the Lord says, "I am the true vine."
弟兄姊妹，结果等到葡萄成熟的时候
，Now when the grapes are ripened,
你看见别的树连成熟的机会都没有。
You see other tree does not even have a chance to be mature.
那个树老早就没有，老早就不见了。
The tree will be gone very quickly.
每个人都要到城外去，每个人都要出去的，你看见吗
？Every person has to leave and go outside.
因为这种地方还能供应吗？
In this kind of place, can you have any supply?
这个地方还能结果吗
？How can this place bear any fruit?
这个地方还能成熟吗
？How can this place have any maturity?
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
But thank the Lord.
你看，就在这种天震地摇的环境底下，教会能够往前去。
In this place where heaven and earth shakes, the church can move on.
这个生命要长大。
This life want to grow up.
不光长成熟了。
Not only become mature.
但是你看，这个生命不是为着自己来活着。
But this life do not live for itself.
不错，等到葡萄成熟的时候。
Truly, when the grape become mature,
你看每一个葡萄都是画家手下的 model， 你看见吗？每一个葡萄都是画家笔下的 model， 都他的模型。
Oh, the grape is model for every artist.
你如果要画一个最圆的东西、最美的东西，那就是葡萄来做榜样的。
And if you want to draw something that is perfectly round and also beautiful, you use the grape.
但是神对于葡萄的旨意不是它的果子。
But the will of God for the vine is not its fruit.
神对于葡萄的旨意乃是他的酒。
And God's will for the vine is for its wine.
好不容易经过地震，还存留这些葡萄，你看见吗？这个葡萄不是更宝贵吗
？And going through the earthquake, and isn't this the wine more precious?
没有经过地震的葡萄已经很宝贵了。
The grapes that has not gone through earthquake is very precious.
现在经过地震的葡萄，每一个葡萄都像金子一样。
Now all these grapes that has gone through earthquake, it is like gold.
结果神要这些葡萄慢慢收集在一起，被放在酒榨里面。
And now God want to gather all the grapes and put it into the grind press.
然后许多脚踩在上面。
And many feet will stomp upon it.
每个人都在他头顶上。
Everyone is upon them.
就像诗篇里面所说的
，It is like the psalm says，
神啊，你把车辆赐给别人乘坐
，And you have given the car
for
chariots for others to ride。
你看见他们好像皇帝一样，他们坐着他们的 chariot 出来了
，And they are like kings coming out with the chariot。
但是不止如此
，But not only so，
他们是从我们的头上经过
，They passed over our head。
弟兄姊妹
，Brother and sister，
你看见吗
？Brother and sister，
一颗一颗的葡萄被压碎。
Each individual grapes were crushed.
每一个人都在我们的头上。
Everyone is on top of our head.
一个骄傲的人。
A proud person.
一个有头有脸的人。
A person who has a face has a head.
圣灵常常让我们经过学这样的功课。
The Holy Spirit often will bring us through lessons.
好像我们不像样子了，被撕裂了。
As if we are no longer because we are torn apart.
你看不见一颗一个美丽的葡萄。
You do not see the grapes anymore.
但这个时候，葡萄酒从一个大的压酒池就跑到个小的压酒池。
And now the grape will go from a great wine press to a smaller wine press.
然后从那里，葡萄酒就被送到以色列全地。
And from there, the wine will be passed through.
到了冬天，虽然寒冷的时候。
Although in the winter it's very cold.
每一个人的桌子上都有一杯的葡萄。
Everyone's table has a grape wine.
那个葡萄酒能温暖他们。
This grape wine can warm them.
那个葡萄酒能够 cheer 他们 up， 能够叫他们重新得到力量。
And that grape wine can cause them to cheer up to regain their strength.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and
sisters, 葡萄酒从哪里来的？
But where does this grape wine came from?
你看见说，经过了酒榨，最后葡萄酒出来了。
You see that it's going through the wine press before the wine.
那个生命乃是倒出去的。
And this life is a life that was poured out.
难怪主说我是真葡萄树。
No wonder the Lord says I am the true vine.
腓立切非是供应酒的地方。
Philadelphia is a place that supplied wine.
不是你喝多少酒，乃是你倒出去多少酒。
It is not how much wine you drink, but how much wine you pour out.
等到保罗要殉道的时候。
When Paul is about to martyr.
他是我浇奠的时候到了。
He said, it is a time for my pouring out.
那么不要忘记，那个在原文是the drink offering.
Don't forget in the original text, it is a drink offering.
Drink, 什么叫drink offering? 什么叫做酒?什么叫做浇奠?
What does it mean to be a drink offering?
在古时候，祭司们不是要献祭吗？
In the old time, when the priest is to give the sacrifice.
但是每天祭司要做一件事。
But every day, the priest would need to do something.
在这个祭的上面，要把葡萄的酒要倒在上面。
On the sacrifice, they need to pour the grape wine.
什么时候把这个葡萄酒倒在上面呢？这叫做 drink offering.
Whenever you pour the grape wine on the sacrifice, this is called the
drink offering. 保罗经过春天、夏天、秋天、冬天。
Paul has gone through spring, summer, fall, and winter.
他是个完全成熟的人，感谢主。
He is a completely mature person.
现在有公义的冠冕为他存留。
Now we have a righteous crown reserved for him.
那么这些酒是不是保罗自己的？不是。
These wine, is it not preserved for him?
他知道他殉道的时候。
He knows that his time for martyr is here.
你看见他在主面前就像一个酒祭一样，完全倾倒出来了。
You see that he is like a wine offering being poured out.
不要忘记。
But don't forget.
这是葡萄树。
This is the great the
这不是芥菜种所变成的一块大树。
This is not the mustard seed who has turned into a great tree.
任何伟大的东西。
Anything great.
在Philadelphia一定要经过，一定要震掉。
In Philadelphia, we'll be shaken away.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
葡萄树仍旧能够持续下去。
But the grapevine can continue on.
能够继续供应。
Can continue to supply.
能够继续给出去。
And continue to give out.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这是腓立比的故事。
This is the story of Philadelphia.
这就给我们看见。
This shows us.
好像腓立比所受的苦难比别的地方更多。
As if Philadelphia has suffered more than anybody else.
只有在这里你找到火炼的经。
But only here you find the gold refined by fire.
他们真正富足，因为他们有火炼的金子。
They are truly rich because they have the gold refined by fire.
弟兄姊妹，经过时间的考验。
Go through the time of testing.
你看那个芥菜种没有变成大树。
You see that mustard seed did not become a great tree.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
今天我们要像别人一样，也是一个大树吗
？Today, do you want to be another like other people become a great tree?
教会已经被掳到巴比伦去了。
Church has been captured to Babylon.
我们还要巴比伦剩下的东西吗
？Do we want anything that was left over from Babylon?
你看见吗？在旧约里面。
You see that in the Old Testament.
你记不记得亚干的罪
？Do you remember the sins of Agan?
亚干的罪是什么罪
？What is his sin?
很简单的一个很简单的东西是属于巴比伦的。
And a very very simple thing is one thing that belonged to Babylon.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你对巴比伦的感觉是怎样
？Brothers and sisters, I do not know what is your feeling toward that Babylon.
如果你爱主的话。
But if you love the Lord,
你不愿意看见任何跟巴比伦有关系的。
You do not want anything that has something to do with Babylon.
这是腓立比。
This is Philadelphia.
如果有任何巴比伦东西，一定是伟大的。
If there's anything from Babylon, it is great.
一定是那个大树的。
It is that great tree.
飞鸟一定可以在上面的。
And the birds can rest on it.
不知不觉给仇敌留了很多的地位。
No, you without knowing it, you will leave many footsteps for the enemy.
什么叫腓立比？
What is Philadelphia?
Philadelphia 是干干净净的。
Philadelphia is very clean.
你看见最后天摇地震，给我们看见仍旧是葡萄树。
And at the end, when heaven and earth shake, you see that it was still that.
仍旧是生命供应出去。
It is still life giving out.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
这是什么
？What is this？
这是见证的恢复。
This is the restoring of the testimony.
我们完全弄错了，你看见吗
？Do we know we make a mistake？
我们以为圣灵如果要做恢复的工作的话。
We felt that if the Holy Spirit wanted to do a reviving work,
一定是轰轰烈烈的。
It is a great work.
在纽约这样，在洛杉矶，在各个地方都这样。
In New York, in Los Angeles, and everywhere.
有一天报纸也可以登得出来。
And one day, even the newspaper will put it out.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，那是大树。
But brother and sister, that is a great tree.
但是神说，他不止震动地，他要震动天。
But God says, not only He wants to shake the earth, He will shake heaven.
凡是不能被震动的
，All that cannot be shaken.
是能存到永远。
Is something that will last forever.
凡是不能被震动的
，that which cannot be shaken.
能经过五十年，经过半个世纪。
Can go through 50 years and half a century.
I will say it again, brothers and sisters. 羡慕伟大的缘故。
Because today we want something great.
我们羡慕外面的东西。
We want something on the outside.
弟兄姊妹，结果你看见什么？
At the end, we see.
你发现你看见经不起神的震动。
We could not endure the shaking of God.
所以在这里我们找到了腓立比的秘诀。
Here we found the Philadelphia secret.
你看见吗？得胜的主怎么应许呢？
How did the Lord promise to overcome?
我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子。
I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God.
现在你看见神的国是不震动的国。
Now you see that the kingdom of God is one that not shaken.
他也不再从那里出去。
And he shall go out no more.
从那里出去是他们每天过的日子。
Go out no more is going out is what they do every day.
他们一地震了就要出去。
Every time when it shakes, they will go out.
在城里面是最危险的。
Because inside the city is the most dangerous.
你到城外就好了。
When you go to outside the city, it's okay.
我们的主不是在城外钉十字架的吗？
Isn't it our Lord that was crucified outside the city?
人要把耶路撒冷变成一座城。
People want to establish Jerusalem to be a city.
结果圣经说它像埃及、像俄摩拉、像索多玛、俄摩拉一样。
And but the Bible says it's like Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以弟兄姊妹感谢主。
But the brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord.
如果我们的主在城外钉十字架。
If the Lord is crucified outside the city.
让我们出去。
Let us go out.
那证明说这是那种的情形。
And this is in that same condition.
但到了有一天。
But one day.
试炼完成了，试炼的工作完成了。
When the trial is over.
我们不必再从那里出去了。
We no longer need to go out from there.
我们在台，我们有的时候，我们有时候在纽约很难想象在洛杉矶的人怎么经过地震。
And those of us who dwell in New York, it's very difficult for us to imagine how people go through earthquakes in Los Angeles. One time in Taiwan, there was a great earthquake. And that time when I go back. And the brother and sister in Taichung tell us a story. Because Taichung is very, very close to the epicenter. And that earthquake is equal to 40 nuclear bombs.
放在台中附近不远，地下大概 one mile 的地方。
And it is roughly about 1 mile underground.
那一炸的时候，你就可以想着台中的弟兄姊妹就晃来晃去。
And when it erupt, you can imagine the brother and sister in Taichung will be shaking back and forth.
有好几个弟兄姊妹住在很高的楼上。
And a few brothers and sisters lived in a high rise.
那么从那天开始，稍微动一动，他们就紧张起来了。
And from that day on, whenever it has the aftershake, they will become very nervous.
他们讲的是非常生动的，我们从来不会明白的。
And they speak of one thing that is very lively that we don't understand.
他说啊，我们自从那天以后，我们洗澡啊都是几分钟就完了，没有说整的流很久也没有。
And from that day on, whenever they take a shower, it is very, very quick.
他说我们天天都是洗战斗澡。
Every day they took a shower like they're in a warfare.
就好像你打仗的时候，你打着你不能说好好的在那里洗舒服一洗半个钟头，没有这个事情。
And it's like when you're in a war, you cannot take half an hour to take a shower.
因为你不知道什么东西地震了嘛，所以他们很快的就洗，所以只有他们经过的。
And it's because you don't know when the earthquake will come again, so therefore you take it very fast.
如果你长期在那样的试炼底下
，But if you continue to be in that kind of testing,
弟兄姊妹。你看得很清楚。
You see it very clear.
在这里给我，你看见说，你天天觉得你天天过的日子就是出去的日子。
And you felt that every day, the day that you spend is the day that you go out.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
你看得胜的，他要得这个不震动的国。
Those who overcome, he will get a kingdom that will no longer shake.
他也不再从那里出去。
And he will go out from there no more.
所有的庙被倒。
All the shrine will fall.
现在是神殿中的柱子。
But now he is a pillar in the temple of God.
柱子摆在腓立比应该要倒的。
A pillar being in Philadelphia should fall.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
现在你看见圣灵在他们身上工作的结果。
Because the result of the work of the Holy Spirit on them.
结果他也不必再从那里出去。
They no longer need to go out from there no more.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是腓立比所学的。
So therefore, brothers and sisters, this is the lesson Philadelphia has learned.
现在我们明白了为什么他能经得起五十年的考验。
Now we understand why they can go through the 50 years of trial.
现在我们才明白。
Now we understand.
为什么以弗所经不起震动
？Why that Ephesus could not withstand the shaking？
为什么老底嘉经不起震动
？And Laodicea could not stand the shaking？
为什么腓立比经得起震动
？Why Philadelphia could stand the shaking？
因为他们遵守主的。
Because they kept the word of the Lord.
主说葡萄树就是葡萄树。
The Lord says the grapevine is grapevine.
他们绝不允许芥菜种变成大树。
They will not allow the mustard seed to turn into a great tree.
他们有没有弃绝主的名？
They did not forsake the name of the Lord.
他们爱神到一个地步。
They love the Lord to a point.
他们像保罗一样。
They are like Paul.
他们有一个嫉妒，像神那样的嫉妒。
They have a jealousy like God's jealousy.
弟兄姊妹。
But in
sister, 除了主之外，
other than the Lord,
没有任何的名字。
There's no other name.
他们奉主的名，他们是因着他们因着主的名，天下没有赐下别的名可以靠着得救。
Because in heaven or on earth, there is no other name that's been given that we can be saved.
得救是因着那个名。
Because they are saved by that name.
他们受浸归入主的名下也是那个名字。
When they were baptized into that name, it is also the same name.
他们在一起聚会也在这个名字底下。
When they were gathering together, it is under that name.
除了那个名，
besides that name,
他们不敢有自己的名字。
They dare not having their
own name. 不管那个名字多么好。
No matter how good that name is.
你看在世界上，在历史上，有许多的名字是美好的名字。
And you see in history and in the world, we have many, many good names.
马丁路德是美好的名字。
Martin Luther is a very good name.
威斯利约翰是美好的名字。
John Wesley is also a good name.
尼托生是美好的名字。
And Watchman Nee is a good name.
不管这些名字有多么美好，
but no matter how good these names are,
只有一个名字超过万名之上的名。
Only one name is above all names.
他们不敢说。
They would dare not to say.
虽然他们得着威斯利约翰的帮助。
They have received the help of John Wesley.
他们只有一个名字。
But they only have one name.
虽然他们得过得过这个马丁路德的帮助。
Although they have received help from Martin Luther.
他们只有一个名字。
But they only have one name.
弟兄姊妹，
but in sisters,
主的名字够不够呢？
Is the Lord's name enough?
主的名字能不能叫我们满足？
Is the Lord's name satisfying enough for us?
带着人来到我们中间。
May people when they come among us,
没有看见别的名。
They do not see other names.
只有一个名被高举。
Only one name is uplifted.
你看见等到教会变成，等到教会到第四世纪变成国教以后。
You see, when the church in the 4th century became the official religion,
你看你许多的名字就进来了。
You see, many other names comes in.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
你看见神不止震动地，也震动天。
But God not only shakes the earth, but He shakes the heaven.
他把许多主之外的名字通通震掉了。
The Lord shake away all the names outside of the Lord's name.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Brother and sister, do you see?
目的就是要把我们带回到主。
The purpose is to bring us back before the Lord.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
是那么单纯。
It's so pure.
第一代就是如此。
The first generation is so.
第二代还是如此。
The second generation is
the
same.
真正忠心的第一代才可能产生第二代。
The truly faithful one can bring forth the second generation.
第一代有了漏洞，才第二代才跟不上去。
If there is a lacking in the first generation, then the second generation would not be able to follow.
我们看看我们第二代的情形。
Brother and sister, look at our second generation.
我们就知道我们是得胜的还是失败的。
We'll see whether we are overcomer or we fail.
我们就显出我们亏欠主的情形。
It will manifest our lacking before the Lord.
因着我们在主里面不够警醒的缘故。
Because we're not watchful enough before the Lord.
你可以让你的儿女上最好的大学。
You can let your children go to the best schools.
你可以让你的儿女赚最多的钱。
You can let your children earn the most money.
你能不能让你的儿女走和你一样的道路？
Would you be able to let your children walk the same way you did?
弟兄姊妹，第二代的地震比第一代还要厉害。
The second generation's earthquake will be greater than the first.
你看见第二代的年轻人，他们对世界的引诱是更大的。
The second generation has the greater temptation from this.
法老可以让他忙到一个地方，没有时间聚会的。
And Pharaoh can let them to be so busy that they will not have time for meeting.
但是你不可能这样摆上。
You might have the desire, but it's impossible for you to lay down like that.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
只有第一代好像是忠心，第二代见证在谁的身上？
The first generation seems to be faithful, but where is the testimony on the second generation?
所以主一定要在我们身上做厉害的工作才可以。
So the Lord must do a great work in on us.
我们的世界还抓在手里，你怎么盼望儿女们不抓住世界？
If the world is still in our hand, in our grasp, how can you hope that your children will not be grasped by the world?
我们现在是不绝对，你怎么希望我们的儿女能够绝对？
If we are not absolute to the Lord, how can you expect your children to be absolute to the Lord?
就算是我们这一代能够忠心见主，你能不能这样带第二代忠心见主？
Even if we can be faithful to see the Lord, can your second generation see the Lord faithfully?
教会的见证是要第二代、第三代、第四代，这才是主的见证。
And the testimony of the church needs to go from first generation, second generation, third and fourth.
所以但愿主把这句话深深地印在我们的里面。
May the Lord use these words and seal it in our hearts.
你现在看见吗？走教会的路不是像我们普通所说的。
To walk the way of the church is not like what we talk about normally.
但这条路是荣耀的路。
But this way is a glorious way.
这条路是要买火炼金子的路。
This is a way to buy the gold refined by fire.
只要你肯买，主就能安排所有的环境。
As long as you are willing to buy this, the Lord will arrange for all the circumstances.
你看大树要震掉。
Because the great tree will be shaken away. Babylon will be shaken.
没有这些地位的。
That will not have these positions.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters. Because of this,
虽然你经过苦难，经过试炼，
although you go through trial and go through testing,
你看见就在这个时候，
you see at this time,
葡萄仍旧结果，
the grapevine still bears fruit.
那葡萄果，葡萄的果子仍旧被压成酒，
and the cluster of grapes will also be crushed into wine.
生命继续供应出去，
and the life will be all flowing out.
这个生命乃是倒出去的生命，
and this life is a life that is poured out.
一直等到我们主回来，
until our Lord returns.
亲爱的弟兄。
Dear brothers and sisters,
这个教会当然是得胜的教会。
This church will be the victorious church.
所以等到大灾难的时候，
when the great trial will come,
大灾难还没有来到，
before the great tribulation,
主应许腓立帖腓的教会，
the Lord promised the church of Philadelphia,
要保守你免去那个试炼。
He will keep him from the hour of trial.
但是不要忘记，
but don't forget,
这个免去试炼的终点，
this hour of trial.
你明白吗？什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
意思就是说，假定说洛杉矶经过地震。
That is to say, let's say Los Angeles gone through great earthquake.
神保守你有两个办法。
And God can keep you in two ways.
一个办法就是洛杉矶地震的时候。
One is when Los Angeles have a great earthquake.
别的地方有损失，你的房子蒙主保守。
Everywhere else can have losses, but your house was kept.
你经过灾难，但是你蒙保守。
You've gone through the trial, but you were kept.
好像以色列当初在歌珊地一样，你记得吗？
And it's like the Israelites when they were in the land of Goshen.
当埃及地受审判，你看只有那个地方蒙保守。
When the land of Egypt was judged, they were kept.
那这是一种保守。
This is one kind of kept.
这是一种的。还有一种呢？
There's another way.
当地震来到以前，
before the earthquake comes,
你已经坐 United Airlines 就飞到纽约去了。
You took United Airlines and fly to Europe. I will fly to New York. This is also being kept.
如果光是保守你免去地震，
and if only the Lord keep you from the earthquake,
这表示你要经过灾难。
And this means that you will go through the trial.
但如果保守你免去地震的时候，
but keep you from the hour of trial,
在那个以前你已经飞走了。
Before that, you have already been gone.
这就是圣经中讲的教会，这是圣经中讲的被提。
And this is what the church, this is what the Bible is talking about being raptured.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
教会什么叫是在七个教会里面
？Therefore, in these seven churches.
哪一个教会主应许说？哪一个主教会说要免去你的试炼
？Which church the Lord said will keep you from the hours of trial?
换一句话说
，That another word.
很明显。等到大灾难还没有来到以前，
before the great trial tribulation will come，
你看见教会已经被提了，
the church is raptured。
不过不要忘记，
but don't forget，
不是所有的，
not everyone，
因为不是所有的遵守我忍耐的道，
because not everyone persevere for my word。
但是感谢主，因为腓立帖腓遵守那个忍耐的道，
but because Philadelphia kept the commandment to persevere，
他是得胜，他是的，整个教会都是得胜的，
the whole church was overcoming。
所以你看见。腓立帖腓整个教会是被提的。
So you see that the whole Philadelphia church was raptured.
教会圣经里面是讲到全教会被提。
The Bible did talking about the whole church being raptured.
那是指着腓立帖腓说的。
And speaking about Philadelphia.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看得很清楚。
For brother and sister, you see it very clear.
在这里给我们看见得胜者的奖赏。
Here we see the reward for the overcomer.
得胜者的应许。
The promise for the overcomer.
弟兄姊妹。
Sister,
因为他们天天经过神的试炼，
because every day they go through the trial of God，
他们已经成熟了，
they became mature，
金子已经出来了，
the gold has
appeared， 神的工作完成了，
the work of God is finished。
弟兄姊妹，那个麦子经过太阳晒，你看见现在呢，他们都成熟了。
You see that the wheat were under the sun has become mature。
所以他们是最早被提，最早收割的。
And they were raptured the earliest。
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brother and sister, thank the Lord.
腓立帖腓经过试炼，
although Philadelphia gone through trial,
他会免去将来大的试炼。
They will be kept from the hour of trial.
换句话说，
another word,
整个腓立帖腓在主回来的时候，
the whole of Philadelphia before the Lord come back will be raptured. We thank the Lord. Here we find a very important principle. There is a condition for being raptured. You must be one who kept his word of perseverance. Perseverance has something to do with time. Through 50 years of perseverance, you see, Philadelphia has kept the word of
perseverance.
So they will be kept from the hour of trial when the whole world is being... So they do not need to go through the trial. They will be raptured. Thank you, Lord.
这就是我们今天所学到的功课。
This is the lesson we want to learn today.
虽然人来说有许多的艰难,
although according to man, there is very much difficulties.
因为主要金子，你看见吗？
But the Lord wants gold. Do you see
所以主把我们放在试炼当中。
So therefore the Lord put us in trials.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
为主这个试炼,
for this trial,
我们能够蒙保守,
we will be kept.
凡是畸形发展的大树,
all the abnormal growth of a great tree will be shaken away.
如果我们仍旧是维持在葡萄树的地位上,
if we continue to stay on the position of a grapevine,
不是个大树,
it's not a great tree,
非常柔软的,
very soft,
你看见圣灵就能够保守啊,
then the Holy Spirit can keep us.
我们该开始的时候略有一点力量,
in the beginning, we have a small strength.
现在十字架保守我们, 仍旧略有一点力量,
And the cross will keep us. Now we still have a little strength.
当然我们肉体一定受苦的,
of course, our flesh will suffer.
弟兄姊妹, 但是感谢主,
but we thank the Lord.
我们肉体没有地位,
our flesh has no position here.
让圣灵有完全的地位,
let the Holy Spirit have the complete.
虽然我们看见很多的亮光,
so we will have, although we see much light,
我们不敢骄傲,
we dare not be
proudful.
Originally, we have a little strength, but although we receive much light, we still have just a little strength.
我们能够忠心到底,
we can be faithful to the end.
弟兄姊妹,
brother and sister, thank the Lord.
结果金子出来了,
and at the end, the gold will come out.
结果得着冠冕,
and we receive that crown.
不光如此,
not only so,
只有对腓立比的教会,
only to the Church of Philadelphia.
给我们看见被提是怎么一回事,
let us see what does it mean to be raptured.
这里给我们看见,
here
is see. 凡是遵行神旨,
all those who keep the commandment of the Lord.
凡是羔羊无论往哪里去跟随,
all those follow the Lamb no matter where he goes.
不光是第一代,
not only first generation,
第二代,
second generation, 第三代, third generation.
到了时候,
at that time,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brother and sister,
你看见说,
you see,
他们要得着奖赏,
they will get the reward.
我们的主要亲自擦干他们的眼泪,
the Lord will wipe away their tears.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
你就看见说, 国度是他们,
and you will see that the kingdom is theirs.
你会发现这里的敞开的门,
you see that here is an open door.
为什么讲了大卫的钥匙?
Why do we talk about the key of David?
你看见发现和国度发生关系,
because it has something to do with the kingdom.
明天早晨,
tomorrow morning,
我们再来看,
let us see again,
为什么这里有大卫的钥匙?
Why is there the key of David?
为什么主说, 看啊, 我在你面前给你一个敞开的门?
Why did the Lord say, here I have an open door for you?
我们从前以为敞开的门呢, 就是从此以后, 你看主的工作就发达了。
And before we thought that when there is an open door, means that the work of the Lord will be prosperous.
在耶路撒冷，在这个纽约，在任何地方，你看主的工作非常，大家都看得见的。
And you thought that it's because of the work in Los Angeles, in New York, in everywhere, everyone can see.
这个叫做敞开的门。
And this is meant to the open door.
所有住在菲利比的,
but in the Church of Philadelphia, everyone who dwells there,
他们知道敞开的门是怎么回事,
they know what an open door means.
这和菲利比地理的位置很有关系,
it has something to do with where the geological location of Philadelphia.
你懂得敞开的门什么意思,
if you live in Philadelphia, you know what that means.
就好像你就懂得试炼什么意思, 他们天天在试炼里面。
It's the same as when they know what it means to have trial, because every day they go on trial.
就好像我们懂得他也不再从那里出去, 这个他们都懂得。
And as if and also the same as when the Lord says you will no go out no more, they all understand.
现在我们也懂得了。
Now we also understand.
你看见因为圣经是拿他们来做我们的榜样。
Because the Bible uses them to be our test, the example.
现在我们就能明白这一段圣经。
Now we can understand this passage.
然后我们就整段我们就会很清楚。
And the whole passage we understand.
原来教会和国度发生关系。
Because the church has something to do with the kingdom.
所以这一点非常非常重要。
This is also very, very important.
有的人觉得教会不过是教会。
And someone felt that the church is the church.
教会好像同乡会、同志会、同好像就这些一样。
And they thought that the church is similar to some kind of social club.
然后替人家量量血压。
And you would measure the blood pressure for some.
教教他们学电脑。
And teach them how to do computer.
年轻人再去打打网球、打打篮球。
And the young people would go and play basketball and.
过母亲节的时候，大家在一起聚一聚。
And also when you have the Mother's Day, you gather together.
许多同乡会都做这样的事情。
Many social club has this kind of activity.
但是教会比这个更大。
But church is much greater
than
this.
教会乃是和国度发生关系。
Because the church has something to do with the kingdom.
和大卫的钥匙有关系。
Has something to do with the key of David.
因为大卫的钥匙是开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开。
Because the key of David, when he opens, no one can shut. When he shuts, no one can open.
你看见吗？当初犹太教要关腓拉铁菲的门。
And the Judaism want to close the door of Philadelphia.
结果他们来到他们面前下拜。
But then they came before their feet to worship.
开了，没有人能关的。
Because the Lord opens, no one can shut.
到十四世纪的时候。
In 14th century.
另外一个宗教势力来了，要关他们的门。
And another religious force want to come and close the door.
主说关了，没有人开了，没有人能关，开了没有人能关的。
But the Lord says, when I open, no one can shut.
弟兄姊妹，背后和国度发生关系。
Brother and sister, at the in the back of it, has something to do with the kingdom.
所以我们看感谢主。
So therefore, we thank the Lord.
如果主给我们一个敞开的门，我们就有福了。
If the Lord give us an open door, we are blessed.
但是这个门是什么门？
But what kind of door is it?
这个门和大卫的钥匙发生关系。
This door has something to do with David's key.
所以我想，这个我们就留到明天早晨。
So we'll leave this for tomorrow morning.
我们今天就说到这里。
And today will be.
我们低头有些祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们真是求你把这些话赏给我们。
Lord, we truly ask you to give us these words.
但愿凡有耳的能听见这些话。
May all those who have ear can hear these words.
叫我们在洛杉矶不白占地图。
So that we're in Los Angeles, we're not.
叫我们在纽约也不白占地图。
So that we're in New York also, we'll not be holding the ground in vain.
无论你把我们放在哪里。
No matter where you put us.
你有你的美。
You have your will.
我们是为着你旨意活着。
We live according to your will.
我们不是为着糊一口饭来活着。
We're not living for just to make a living.
我们不是为着活着而活着。
We're not here to just
be living. 我们乃是为着你旨意活着。
But we live for your will.
有更重要的事。
Have more important things.
更要紧的事。
More important things.
我们不能把我们的事情做完了来再才来做你的事。
We do not want to do our things and then go and do your things.
主啊，我们求你在这次聚会里得着我们每一个人的心。
Well, Lord, we ask that this time you will gain each one's heart.
我们求你继续在我们身上工作。
Continue to work in each one.
叫我们能买火炼的金子。
So that we can buy the gold refined by fire.
我们愿意接受你的试炼。
That we will be willing to accept your testing.
我们感谢你，每一个试炼都是我们的好处。
Lord, we thank you because each trial it is goodness for us.
是你的工作叫我们的肉体枯萎。
It is your work that is causing our flesh to be overthrown.
是你的工作叫人的伟大越来越微小。
And your working is causing man's greatness to become smaller.
好让你自己在我们身上能得着完全的地位。
So that you can gain a complete position in us.
主啊，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to you.
但愿这些话不光为着在座听见这些话。
May these words not be just for those who are hearing it this day.
也是为着听见这个录音带的弟兄姊妹。
Also for the brother and sister who will hear the cassette tapes.
无论到什么地方。
No matter this, wherever this message goes to.
你就做工到什么地方。
Then you will work wherever it is.
但愿在你回来之前。
May before you come back.
你得着荣耀的教会。
You receive that glorious church.
在我们来看。
For us to see.
好像何等的遥远。
As if this is so far away.
几乎是不可能的事。
Almost impossible.
我们主，我们感谢。
But Lord, we thank you.
你最少给我们看见你在腓立比的上你完全满意。
At the very least, you show us that Philadelphia is you completely satisfied with.
我们求你在你回来以前。
Lord, may before you come back.
让我们能够走在腓立比的道路上。
That we can walk on the way of Philadelphia.
无论如何的艰难。
No matter how difficult.
我们要讨你的喜欢。
We want to be pleasing to you.
但愿你回来的时候。
May you, when you return.
你能擦干我们所有的眼泪。
You will wipe away all our tears.
你能称赞我们说好仆人。
You can say, faithful servant.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们的一生岂不是要讨你的喜悦？
Isn't our whole life for pleasing you?
我们在这里聚集，岂不是要讨你的喜悦？
When we gather here, isn't it where we want to please you?
但愿主你能成就你的旨意。
May you accomplish your will here.
听我们祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In the lovely name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.